Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion starting April 1st through June 24th. Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th. Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th and one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
April 6th.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now, time for a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are created by the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. Oh, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Doug Steffen here with the two of the three ladies. We have two people with a big punch. Victoria Keelan, who's a regular part of the DJV program. Jay Kirshner as well. Jennifer is off this week. So we have as a task, as usual, our overview of what we think, what we know about the stories from what Talkers has found out at number 10 on the story list, and also on included, he's a Republican congressman, G-A-E-T-Z, who seems on the surface to be kind of a scumbag. Now, maybe that sounds a little pejorative. Maybe that's me declaring him guilty before trial, et cetera, et cetera. But all of the signs point to him being he says he was trying to get out in front of the story, Victoria, right? That's why everybody knows what went on, but it seems a little more to it than that.
That was his defense of it, yeah. But so now the newest development is that two people who work with him on the House floor, or people who are on Capitol Hill at work, supposedly with our taxpayer dollars, have both said anonymously that they were witnesses to him showing them sexual material, including naked women, on his phone that he claims to have had sex with, and that this was like his bragging material.
So he's not too smart to begin with to pull a stunt like that, if in fact it's true. That's what these people both say.
Yeah. So there's a video of a naked woman using a hula hoop. Was one of the videos that was apparently along with some other images of naked women. Now, the reason that there's nothing illegal about
that.
There's
nothing illegal about that.
Douchey.
Right, yeah.
But the
right.
reason that he's in the hot seat is because federal investigators are examining whether or not he engaged in a relationship with a woman who was 17, with a girl who was 17, underage, and whether this involvement with other young women broke federal sex trafficking and prostitution laws. That's really what this investigation is. Now, there's another weird thing involving organized criminal extortion of a former DOJ official seeking $25 million. This is what he's saying while threatening to smear his name. There's so much to this story. This could be its own Lifetime original movie because there's a lot going on and a lot of drama. But, yeah, so there are a handful of Republicans who have defended him, speaking out on his behalf. There are some others saying, wait a minute. This guy looks like there's something really off here. So,
there's something off with him. He looks something out of a Mad Men magazine or something.
He looks like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. And kind of like, if he was a cartoon, he would look like Butthead. But I also think that, well, the first time I saw him, because I didn't know who this guy was, he's from Florida. So I didn't know who he was at first until all the scandal broke out, which is, I think is how most of America feels, you know. You know someone's name once a scandal hits. And, yeah. Yeah, he just has a very creepy frat boy, off-brand Kennedy kind of look to him. So, not that that's always an implication of guilt, but I don't know.
Guilt by looks. Okay, so yeah. In the same breath, the latest about Andrew Cuomo. I haven't
another
heard of
one
this week.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of also looks like Butthead. Actually, now that I think about it.
I can't unsee that now.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
About
so
it that
he's
way.
Got, I think, a tenth accuser.
Really?
So he's got a full plate. Yep. And so trying to sign a lot of, you know, weed laws for people in New York so they can smoke and forget it.
Right. Yeah, that has gone. That's a very interesting story. All of the how many states this week? New Jersey has now legalized pot. Another state was in Minnesota that legalized pot, I think. And in New York City, as you just suggested, police have been told how to enforce or not to enforce the new marijuana law. You can light up in public. You can ignore the exchange of weed unless money is involved. They ban searches based on smell. And also, you know, basically it's you can do whatever you kind of do whatever you want. Is it an age thing, though? I guess there's an age thing and an age equivalent to this.
Well, you have to be 21. Yeah,
Massachusetts, you can't smoke it in public, I don't think.
You know, I don't know. I have to look into it. I'm not sure what New Jersey is going. New Jersey hasn't. It's been approved. It's been, you know, we voted on it. All the people voted on it in 2018. And so it's just taken this long to get legislation that's going to cover all angles of it. I don't know if you're allowed to smoke it in public. I mean, I lived in New York City for a long time. Everyone smokes in public anyway. But the problem, though, is that it ends up being, you know, a profiling
smoked
case.
Grass in public or just tobacco products, everything.
You don't really, people in New York City do not, unless you're in the fashion district, which is heavily, heavily Asian. That's an Asian population. That's the fashion district, 7th Avenue.
Yeah, they're big smokers.
Huge smokers. Anytime you're in that entire vicinity, you'll smell cigarette smoke. But truthfully, that's the only place in Manhattan that you're going to smell cigarette smoke. Walking down the streets of Manhattan, you do not smell cigarette smoke. You just
you
smell weed.
You don't see
weed.
Butts on the street anymore in the Mountain Market.
No. And yeah, you just smell, but you smell weed anyway. But the problem, though, is that it disproportionately affects black and brown people who then get pulled over by cops or get, you know, arrested or they get frisked or approached in a subway or whatever. So having the NYPD on, you know, basically on notice that you can't arrest anybody anymore just based on smelling pot, I think that that's actually a step in the right direction. I'm not for smoking in public because I think it's a little like no one should have to be choking on someone else's smoke of any kind.
I resent somebody smoking anything in front of me and I have to breathe it a second and smoke. No. It sounds to me like that. Though that edict came right from Frank Reagan's office.
I don't know who that
is. Think about
that
for a minute. Yes, you do. Blue Bloods.
I don't. What?
Tom Selleck's character.
I've never seen that show. I
haven't you?
That
oh,
is.
My
no.
heavens. Oh, my God.
Never that's seen it.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's a great show. Speaking of shows, let me, before we leave number 10 and the situation with all these people in the hot seat, Dave Ramsey, the talk host, who has a very substantial following, has made a very interesting life for himself. He's always been very friendly to me, and I like him. But he's attracted some attention this week because he fired some people for having sex before marriage in his company. He has a couple hundred people that work for him. I think he's in Nashville, as a matter of fact. Isn't it headquarters in Nashville, Jay? I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, I have no idea.
Memphis.
How did you know people were having sex before marriage?
Well, apparently it was obvious.
How do you prove that?
I don't know. Well, I'm not in with a microscope. I just know that a lot of people this week were talking about Ramsey. He's being sued by one. I think that's kind of how it all came to the surface, because one of the people that he fired is now suing him for kind of whatever illegal. I think, but if you own a company, you can set up whatever rules you want to, and if you don't follow the rules, you get fired.
But I don't think that you can. I don't think that you can say that you can't have premarital sex.
I think you can say whatever you want to say if you own a company. frankly. You don't have to make big
Let's see where this goes, because if this goes to a settlement, then we know he would have lost that in court.
Okay, well.
Because I don't think you can, I don't think that's.
Ear on it, if you will.
Yeah, and they're in Franklin, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were in that vicinity. Yep. All right, number nine, we'll be moving into, I don't know the discussion about media bias and censorship and stuff, I think that's, it's kind of old hat, it just is there. China relations, I think we need to talk about that, that's number eight, so it's up next here on our discussion of the hot stories of the week from the News Talk facilities of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels, as well as two washcloths, plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debts, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, waiting fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 330.
All right, here we are, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The charts for the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April. The relationship with China, now that maybe what we should talk about here is the World Health Organization report. Excuse me, the Chinese report that was handed to the World Health Organization.
And said, this is your report.
Right, and then the discomfort of not only the American science community, but the world. Most of the Western countries have had a very negative reaction to the BS that came from the World Health Organization, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, there are 14 different countries that signed on a similar letter that, you know, to the same sentiment that Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said that, you know, why would we trust this report? Beijing had a huge hand in writing it. They didn't allow any of the investigators, the scientists from the World Health Organization, to go to the Wuhan lab. So, yeah, what's the point? I mean, I don't know. At this point, if anybody says, in my world at least, if anybody says to me, oh, well, you know, it didn't come from the lab, I just kind of look at them sideways like, huh? Then what's China hiding if it didn't come from the lab? Like, what? It doesn't even make sense to me that people aren't even open to that possibility. Some people just aren't. I don't know why. But.
Really? They don't realize that what China's trying to do is disrupt the economy of the whole world, and they were quite successful in doing that this past year so that they could gain more influence, more control. And as I was talking before about how much they have donated, quote-unquote, their vaccine, how would you like to – would you – if we didn't have Pfizer and Moderna – fortunately, you know, most of our drugs have been made in China over the last 20 years or so, but they've taken the formula. They don't create anything. They just steal stuff or they take things and make whatever you tell them to make. But in the meantime, they've created, and the Russians have created their own sort of vaccine. We love the Russian vaccines called Sputnik. And that goes back to when that means first, and the a reasonable variation of that. The Sputnik was the first the first space shot was a vehicle called Sputnik, 1957. So anyway, the whole business about China and what they're doing economically and how they're trying to get influence by giving all these countries the vaccine, it's actually working for them because people are falling for it. People are not asking questions about what's going on. And so the worm continues to squirm, if you will. It's really pretty disgusting how we in our country don't seem to be doing anything about it either. We're still buying stuff made in China, and our companies are producing things in China, and the government hasn't incentivized getting companies back here. So it's pretty much a free-for-all. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us, 23 after the hour. This is the normal position for us in the regular DJV program to have Jay front and center talking about what's trending. So we'll take a few of the things that are on the comment box from Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You can always go there, facebook.com/DJV show, to participate in the conversations. So with regard to Joe Biden, who's number one on the people list, his dog is in the dog house again. There are two incidents where the dog has bitten somebody, and I wonder what people are saying. Do they get what it's it isn't the dog so much? What are people saying?
Some people are getting that. I mean, you have some people who are like, this is not the dog's fault. It just needs to be better acclimated with people. There are a good number of people that are suggesting, hey, just send this dog back to Delaware. You know, go visit it. Have somebody who can take care of it, somebody who's a close friend or a family member. However, I will say there were a number of people that grossly said this dog needs to be put down.
Ooh. Really?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not like disgusting. This dog didn't viciously maul somebody. It nipped on two occasions, which, yes, that's not okay. But, like, you know, when we had pet expert Warren Eckstein on, he was saying this is not a dog issue. This is a human issue.
Yeah, the dog should have been acclimated better. I mean, if you think about the, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, what happens with these dogs. And these dogs are both older. Champ, I don't know which one's which, but one of them is 13 and one of them is...
Champ is 13, Major is 3.
Okay.
So they're still relatively young. I mean, out of the puppy stage, no longer. I think puppy stage goes, what, until about 2 years old?
I don't even know if it's a puppy thing. He's clearly not, he's not acclimated to that environment, and there's a lot of people going in and out. He doesn't know, you know, he just, any dog would be put off in that situation.
Absolutely.
So smaller dogs might run and hide, and a bigger dog, like a German Shepherd, might just, you know, stand his ground. But it's ridiculous to blame the dog. It's so stupid. You know, I mean, but Jay and I were talking about this during the week. You know, when the Obamas got their two dogs, I think Bo and Sonny are the names, they were puppies, so they grew up with a million people around them.
Around the people, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but other, you know, other presidential dogs and animals, the Clintons had Sox the cat, the Bushes had, I think, Buddy, right, the beagle. So, you know, this is, I don't know, I think that if this wasn't a political dog, this would not be an issue.
Well, that's one of the things. There were a couple comments that had pulled from their own past experience saying, you know, one woman was walking past a sleeping dog that her brother owned, and the dog woke up from a dead sleep and bit her foot, and the next day they put the dog down because of that.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
That's absolutely
yes.
ridiculous.
Well, but that's how people think. I remember when I was a little boy on a tricycle, I was riding down a street where my aunt lived in Quincy, Massachusetts, and there was a dog asleep on the sidewalk, and I ran over its tail, it jumped up and bit me. First time I've been bitten two or three times by dogs. But it was, you know, everybody was yelling at the dog. Even at that age, I knew it wasn't the dog's fault. I was crying. The dog was upset. You know, I ran over the dog's tail. Well,
you're just a bad driver. I mean,
if I was, you know? 7 years old, yeah.
It is what it is.
Speaking of bad drivers, here's another one that's trending. And if it probably would, it happened earlier in the week, this would have made it into the top 10 or maybe 10B. This hit-and-run driver that plows into a Taco Bell. What's that story, Jay?
They don't know exactly how many people were in the car, but they have identified that the driver was female and the front passenger was female. They got into some altercation in the drive-thru window with the drive-thru employee, circle around, pull up to the front. The driver hits reverse to almost back up, to almost gain more space for momentum, and then plows through the entrance. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but there were a couple people injured, and one person did have to go to the hospital.
How in the world these people survive in real life? The anger that is part of, I deserve this, sir. I'm entitled to this. You know, and kids especially don't know how to drive. It's a combination of things, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder how much there of a backstory there is to this. Is there some kind of personal relationship between the hit-and-run driver and that employee?
Those sorts of things make it onto TMZ pretty easily, and then you start ripping it apart. It'd be interesting to see, if there is a relationship. That's a good question. Comments at DJV Show, Instagram and Twitter, Facebook at DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Did the Reading summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour as we enter into the first weekend of April. It's Easter weekend and we've had Good Friday. And so that is, I suppose, part of the cultural countdown. People spending Passover and Easter contemplating the reality of the world. And we're doing it in a more less esoteric way. The charts from Talkers Magazine become a part of the Talk Radio Review, which we do from the DJV perspective every week at this time. Victoria Keelan is with me, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation in America's schools, number 7 this week, is there something new or is it a continuing focus on the lack of this last year accomplishing anything as far as schools are concerned? I don't see anything new here, ladies. Do you?
Not really. I think the only new stuff related to schools is this week is the news that college campuses are going to be open for full, I would say, pre-pandemic situations.
Yeah.
So full-time. Now, in certain schools are, like Rutgers University, I'm in New Jersey, so Rutgers University is requiring all of the students and faculty to be vaccinated before they come back on campus. So yeah. they have a deal with Johnson & Johnson, which is partially based in New Jersey as well. It's sort of a legacy company in New Jersey. They are going to provide the, you know, the one-stop jab for everybody. So Some people are against that, and other people, you know, I think Rutgers has said if you don't want to get a vaccine, then you can do remote learning and you can take all of your classes online. But I think for the most part, it's been well received, and I think people want to get the vaccine way more than they don't now. Those numbers have kind of really changed.
Yeah.
So, and then Harvard announced, Harvard made news this week. They announced that they're going to be back in, you know, in full swing, and everyone's going to be on campus. So Harvard was actually one of the first colleges to shut down and send kids home. So it's interesting that that's why they made news, is people kind of tend to see what Harvard is doing, you know, with their situation.
Yep, it's the old Harvard thing. One of the items that I find troubling in my neck of the woods, and I think it's happened all over the country, a lot of the smaller good colleges have had to close. The latest one is a college in Worcester, Mass. Called Berkeley. It is closing because they just don't have, they've been in existence for 287 years, and they just don't have the base anymore, and they don't have the money. They don't have the endowment, so they're gone. And there have been a number of schools that have not been heavily endowed, good, solid colleges, mostly in the Midwest and Mid-South, that just now are gone.
Yeah.
And that's part of this whole thing. And then you think about the reflection that I have on it is what's going on or has gone on in schools. The teachers' unions in some of the larger cities have taken control of this. The narrative is not about the children, it's about them. And I completely resent that. And frankly, as a taxpayer in my community, when somebody tells me in the teachers' union they're not going back to school because of something that has nothing to do with COVID, it's just an old grief, an old gripe, and they're trying to resolve it. And that's happened around the country, too. It's just, it's pathetic, frankly. Some of these unions are just pathetic. All right, number six, voter rights legislation. A lot of hoopla about what's going on in Georgia. Texas has a new suggested voter rights rules. So how much of this do you suppose is going to spread, ladies, across the country? How many more states will come up? If it was successful to a point, I guess it depends on your definition of success, but it's gotten to a point where there's a lot of resentment with companies. I think Delta said something about it. They're headquartered in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think Pepsi, is it? No, Coke. Which one is Coke? Headquartered in Atlanta? I think it is.
Yeah, Coca-Cola is.
Yeah,
Coke and Delta were very vocal about the election laws, the new election laws that are being proposed in Georgia. So, yeah, you know, Texas had issues, too. Remember, they wanted to take away all the ballot boxes in Harris County that had, which was, you know, the most diverse county in Texas. And it's a huge, huge county, and people had to drive hours, and they had one ballot box. It was crazy. So this is the kind of stuff that they want to do. And if you don't think this is voter suppression, then look it up. You don't know the definition of it then. But people
number
say this
five,
is protecting voting, but it's BS.
Not. Number five and number two are kind of related in the fact that with the Derek Chauvin trial comes a lot of discussion about police reform. That's surfacing again. But I think that that's also tied to the shootings and the discussion of gun control. Latest example of this in Chicago, the person who was fatally shot by an officer earlier this week turns out to have been a 13-year-old boy. Mm. And it's, you know, white cop shoot a black kid, and here we go again. And so you got that. Chicago had two things going on this week. That was one of them, and the other one was this school teacher who was filming girls in the bathroom. Did you see that?
No.
Here you go again. All right, so anyway, that's as much as we need to say about that probably. The immigration situation is number four, and what's going on there, I think it's complete chaos from what I can figure, looking from the outside in. It just seems that, you know, they keep putting one person in charge, and then they take that person away and put somebody else in charge. And I think they admit to themselves, and pretty much publicly, sort of softly, that they've made a big mistake here by just opening the door. And it seems to have been a reaction, you ladies can agree or disagree with this, to the political promises that were made during the campaign, right, in a manner of speaking, or a constituency that wants the border to be open.
I mean, look, Trump campaigned on, I'm going to build a wall, and his supporters wanted him to build the wall. So he built part of a wall, and so that was a campaign promise that he wanted to keep. And Biden has had a lot of pressure from people on the left saying what happened, the way that Trump was running the border and with, you know, children and families being separated and children in cages and all this other stuff. And the conditions were just as horrific back then. Nothing has changed. And so, yeah, I think that it's not necessarily that people wanted the border to just be open the floodgates. And that's not what the Biden administration has done. So people who voted for Biden, people who supported him, wanted the Dreamers Act to be passed. That was something that was very important to people on the left who supported legislation.
Because
these are children who have never known any other country. They've grown up here. Their parents came here illegally. That's not the child's fault. They don't know any other culture. They don't know another language in a lot of cases. This is their home. They would be sent back to a country that they've never been to and don't speak the language. That's not America to me. And I don't support that.
It is. I kind of am with you. To a point here.
Besides the fact that statistics show that dreamers, that the kids who qualify as dreamers they end up having very high levels of education. They contribute a lot of money in taxes. I mean, these kids, these are the first generation after immigrants, whether they're legal or not. Everyone knows when you look at the statistics, first generation Americans are very productive people. And the Dreamers are no different, but just because their parents came here illegally, that's why they've been tossed into that.
Well,
into
we
a
certainly
negative
need
light.
More people. We need more productive people. As you look at, there's more job opportunities, more jobless actually claims this week. But the situation for talented people, for people who are educated, for people who want to work, we've incentivized not working, and that's not working for us. If you'll pardon the pun. All right, so there's the border situation. The economy is number three, so I go back to what I just said about the large number of unemployment requests this week that have come up, and then you look at how much money is being spent. There was a lot of focus on Biden visiting Pittsburgh this week with his $2 trillion stimulus package on top of the $3 trillion, on top of the $4 trillion. I mean, at some point in time, when do we start? What the heck is this going to do to our tax base? I had a conversation with somebody this week, actually my physical therapist and I were talking about I was surprised, a very educated lady, but she didn't know much about what was going on with regard to this. And so the amount of taxes, and she says, well, big companies need to be taxed. And I said, yeah, how about this for a formula? The companies that want to do business in China, you tax the hell out of them. The companies that we want to bring back to America, who want to come back, we incentivize, make their taxes less. So we equal it out. But then we got talking about the sales tax and whether or not that's a good idea. National sales tax instead of the income tax, because more and more people are saying that this has been going on all my life. I remember talking about this as a pop talk radio host in the 70s. About the taxes and not paying your taxes and the fact that it's illegal, you have the income tax, all of that stuff. It still is uncomfortable, it seems to me, in two ways, the way we have our tax system. The taxing of one's work keeps people from having the really good feeling about what they're doing in work. And the other thing, the real estate taxes.
That's a great point. I've never thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. When you're working hard and then you see your paycheck and you see how many taxes were taken out,
it's a disincentive. Yeah.
Yep.
And the other thing is the real estate tax, the tax base using real estate taxes to pay for education.
It should not be linked.
No.
It causes way more problems than it solves.
I'm the third largest taxpayer in my community, real estate taxpayer. And I get nothing. The rubbish is picked up once a week. The streets are plowed. And if I need the police, they show up. So for that, I pay tens of thousands of dollars. But my money, most of my money, is going to the school system. A good 60% of every dollar is going to educate kids. Not that I don't think kids should be educated, but I paid already. My kids went actually to private school. I paid for that, and I paid for the education that they might have had if they were going to public school. So I just it's messy. It's really messy. The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts encompassing the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April at number 10, the whole situation with hot properties in politics, Andrew Cuomo. So that's 10. Number 9, climate change. Well, there's a lot of discussion about media bias, too. That's kind of all gotten into the same hole at number 9. Our relationships with China at number 8. The situation in America with mental health due to the lack of people going to school or to work. Voter rights legislation, number 6. The shootings this past week or two are just basic gun control conversation. What's going on with immigration at number 4? The stimulus initiative and how it affects the economy is number 3. The Derek Chauvin trial is number 2. And the whole business about what's going on with the vaccines and the variants. COVID is number 1 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's see. What do we have? Derek Chauvin left to talk about. There's lots to say about him and some of the other things that have gone on with regard to our eyes being opened. This trial is now underway fully, and it is a big item of discussion to which we will pay our attention in a matter of moments here. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. The People List from Talkers at Talkers.com. It's also on the DJV websites and our social pages. Number 10, a focus on Sarah Palin. She got it, if you know what I mean. Andrew Cuomo is at 9. Matt Gaetz is number 8. Chuck Schumer is 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. The same old, Donald Trump made it back into the list this week. He's number 5. Kamala Harris, number 4. Poor Kamala. She's living out of a suitcase. You've heard that story, I'm sure, this week. And she's been sort of taken out of the firing range when it comes to how to fix the border. That didn't last very long. At number 3, Derek Chauvin. At number 2, Tony Fauci. And at number 1, Joe Biden. Fauci is coming under more scrutiny all the time for the seesaw stuff that people are getting from the CDC. One week they say one thing, and the next week they say something else. A lot of contradictions there, and that's why people are talking about these people in general and specifically. That's the list. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get into the Derek Chauvin trial. Ladies, is this a trending? How much is this trending, Jay, when you look around at some of the things that are trending at various sites?
Oh, this is huge. I mean, this has been, since the trial started, bigger than a lot of other things going on. A lot of people have thoughts. I mean, this goes with a conversation that has been happening for years now.
Yeah, it has. That's very true. Yep. All right. So anyway, what the Chauvin thing, if you listen to some of the testimony from this week and the way they talk about the restraint of George Floyd And it's just, it's kind of being rehashed, and that's what's bringing police reform back to the surface again, because we talked a lot about it and then it went away. And certainly Black Lives Matter, race relations are back on the front burner, but I don't think there's anything new. It's the same issue. Nothing's being dealt with. It's like gun control. You know, nobody talk a lot about it for a while and then nobody does anything. Number one this week is COVID and the variants on that story. I thought it was interesting. The acknowledgement several airlines had when they blocked middle seats so travelers could have some extra space, worried if you were going to travel that you'd be exposed to stuff. So every carrier but American, as you might imagine, had the middle seat free, and now that's all gone away. Delta's the last one to bring back middle seats, and that'll be in May. But hats off kind of to them because they stuck with it for a long period of time. As far as other things are concerned, everybody's, is this a matter of conversation when you meet somebody? Hey, have you had your shots?
It is. It is
it
now.
Is, right.
It's like the first thing people say. It's
right.
Not what do you do for a living. It's did you get a shot.
Had your shot yet? 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly ritual here. An overview with Victoria Keevan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen to introduce the big stories, if you will, the things that come to our attention every week when it comes to technology. Number five is another apple. Take a bite out of the apple, Victoria, will you please? It's probably the first time that's ever been said.
Yeah, because even the Apple logo has a bite out of it. So I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but yeah.
Yes, I have. So, yes, thank you very much.
Apple says that they are removing the female voice as the default for its Siri assistant. The change is effective as soon as you upload or download the new update, the sixth iOS 14.5. Yep, iOS 14.5. It's in beta, so as soon as it reaches general, this will apply to everyone. But right now, if you're a little ahead of the updates, you will have this. It's essentially, so iPhone and iPad users will now be prompted to choose their preferred Siri voice during the device setup. So previously, Siri just defaulted to a female voice, and you could change it after the fact if you wanted to, but Apple is introducing two completely new voices for Siri that use Source Talent recordings that are then run through Apple's neural text-to-speech engine, making the voices flow more organically, so you're not going to hear that as much of a robotic kind of sound. You're going to hear them flowing through phrases that are actually being generated on the fly, which is pretty cool tech. As of right now, Siri takes over 25 billion requests a month, over 500 million devices. So this is something that I guess a lot of people have told Apple they would like more choices for their... I have a British guy. I call him Jeeves. He's the guy that is the voice of my Siri, and it sounds very James Bond, so I would highly recommend him.
There you go. Maybe Nigel can step in. Number sure. four on our list this week, going to the number one thing. Don't park your car if you have a Hyundai Kona EV inside the garage. What's the story with that warning?
This is a pretty crazy story this week. So the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a recall for 2019 and 2020 Hyundai Konas, as well as the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq electric vehicles. They, because of the batteries, they catch fire, and essentially the actual warning, and this is what made me laugh this week, the actual warning was, don't park your car in the garage and make sure you park it far away from people and other structures. Because that's the level of, apparently, that's the level of danger that these batteries present. And so now they're going to be recalling 82,000 vehicles. It's going to cost the company $900 million. But the problem really is just the battery. And we know, remember the Samsung Galaxy phones that were exploding on airplanes?
Yep.
Same battery, same tech. It's those lithium ion batteries. They need to be handled pretty cautiously.
Gingerly.
And so, yep.
Apple Maps showing some new guidance, number three this week.
Yep, this is actually super helpful. As people start to travel again, maybe this summer, Apple Maps is now displaying travel guidance information provided by the Airports Council International. So you know exactly what to expect when you take off and land at whatever airports you're going to be going in and out of. So travel guidances will include if masks are required, health screenings, quarantine guidelines. All of that will be displayed on the airport's place card in Apple Maps, which links to official guidance websites as well. This information will be viewable on iPhones, iPads, and Macs, and they're working on an Android, component as well. But it's pretty helpful to know exactly what you're getting into because every airport seems to be different.
Number two, April Fools.
So Verizon, oddly enough, announced a deal that a lot of people thought was maybe too good to be true, and it started on April Fool's Day, which made people even more skeptical. But Verizon's doubling down, saying this is not a joke. This is their new deal. So if you are a customer, whether you're new or existing to Verizon, if you have an old, cracked, or water-damaged phone, essentially a phone that does not work at all, you can actually trade it in and get up to $1,000 off a brand-new 5G phone, like an iPhone 12 or the Samsung Galaxy S21. And so, essentially, you'll get an even better deal if you're not a Verizon customer because they want to rope in more new people. But even if you are a current customer, you can still get some good deals on it.
All right, number one is the change in name. Volkswagen is no longer Volkswagen.
This is the story that should have been the April Fool's story of the week, but it turns out it wasn't. So on Monday, Volkswagen of America there was a press release that leaked announcing the change of name from Volkswagen with a K to Volkswagen with a T. And that was an effort to draw attention to their electric vehicle, which is currently now selling in the United States. It was a marketing stunt done ahead of April Fool's. It leaked early, and it was a disaster. And now it's more bad publicity for Volkswagen.
All right. There they are. Top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Jordanian authorities today said they foiled a malicious plot by a former crown prince to destabilize the kingdom with foreign support. Jordanian political analyst Amer Sabela says while the government alleges Prince Hamza was plotting with two senior Jordanian officials and foreign elements, he believes the aim is to keep Hamza from stirring trouble.
I cannot see any elements of any plot or a military coup, etc. Even the statement of the Jordanian army was clear.
Faced with rival narratives, the United States and Arab governments quickly sided with Jordan's King Abdullah II, reflecting the country's strategic importance in a turbulent region. Soldiers at Fort Sill have been suspended from duty as the Army investigates another soldier's allegations she was sexually assaulted. Officials this week say last month a female soldier training at the Oklahoma Post reported she was the victim of sexual assault involving Fort Sill cadre members. The Army Criminal Investigation Command is heading up the investigation. Friday's deadly breach of the Capitol perimeter could put a damper on relaxing security that was put in place after the January 6th riot. On ABC's This Week, retired Lieutenant General Russell Honoré, who led a review of security at the Capitol following that attack, says when it comes to someone who's determined to do harm, the Capitol Police have to be ready.
We've always worried about the lone wolf, whether it's personally motivated or dominated by some ideology.
A Capitol Police officer was killed when a suspect rammed a security checkpoint. The suspect was killed when he got out of the car and lunged at police with a knife. Just a few weeks ago, Capitol Police removed an outer fence that had cut off a wide swath of the area to cars as well as pedestrians. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
British police say 107 people were arrested in London during demonstrations against government plans to increase police powers.
Thousands marched in towns and cities across the country on Saturday to protest the police crime sentencing and courts bill, defying coronavirus restrictions. Police said the Kill the Bill protests were mostly peaceful and most of those taking part observed social distancing. They said a small number of people were intent on causing disruptions. They said that those arrested committed alleged offences, including violent disorder, assaulting police officers, and breaches of coronavirus legislation. The police said 10 officers had been injured, though none of the injuries was believed to be serious. Zaria Shackley, London.
Automakers BMW and Volvo have endorsed the idea of a moratorium on deep-sea mining for minerals used in electric vehicle batteries and other products. The call is also backed by Samsung's EV battery unit and Google. More at townhall.com. On Friday, MSNBC erroneously reported the suspect in the deadly car attack at the U.S. Capitol was a, quote, white male.
NBC News Justice correspondent Pete Williams reported on the then-unidentified suspect who had just died. Quote, the man, we're told, it was a white male that was driving the car when the man got out of the car and attacked the police officers with a knife, unquote. In fact, the suspect was later identified as Noah Green, a 25-year-old black man from Indiana with ties to the Nation of Islam. Green praised Louis Farrakhan as an outspoken anti-Semite and former Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad as, quote, the exalted Christ, unquote. Patrick Cross reporting.
Schools across the U.S. are weighing how to use money from the government's latest virus relief package. Districts want to ease the harm of the pandemic and tackle problems that existed before COVID. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we go, folks. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here weekly. This is the spot most people who are breathing air in America want to hear this program. So every week, by the millions, people go to their radio and they find out what time the Talk Radio Countdown Show is on. They want to hear Michael Harrison go through the list, the top 10 stories, top 10 people list. They want to hear it all, Michael. Michael
crowds.
Harrison is here. I'm Doug.
Crowds. Steffen. Crowds of people outside.
Crowds of people.
Yes. It's amazing. But here we go.
Giveth
the information. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz flap and Andrew Cuomo on hot seat tied together at number 10. Gavin Great. Newsom is no longer on the chart.
No,
it seems
he doesn't have a sex thing against him. He
needs a sex scandal as well as a bad decision making scandal.
A crappy governor. Yeah, right.
That,
exactly.
You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. At number 9, we have climate change, environment, media bias, and censorship all tied at number 9. At number 8, we have U.S.-China relations and foreign affairs. At number 7, we have the education crisis and a look at America's mental health. At number 6, voter rights legislation and marijuana laws. At number 5, mass shootings and gun control. Do you know that there have been 20 mass shootings in America since the Atlanta Spa shootings 2 weeks ago? We've heard about three or four.
This 13-year-old kid in Chicago got shot. I think Thursday, it's like every time.
A 9-year-old was killed in California. I support the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment, but it sure does make it difficult to have a discussion about it when so many passions are flaring and this violence continues.
But why are they? That's the wonderful thing about this discussion from my point of view at this point, because as long as I've been on the radio, we've been talking about gun control, and the argument hasn't changed. Nothing has changed at all about any of it. and the laws that are passed don't get enforced. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, let's have new laws, and what's the point of that when you don't enforce the old laws?
Yeah,
and people will, you know, hold on to their guns with the same passion they would hold on to their spouses, maybe even more passionate with some.
Well, so without you and I going down that rabbit hole, just to throw a thought at you, I mean, I understand why people are passionate about the right to bear arms. I mean, there's a lot to be said for it. And the irony...
Lack of trust in government, which is well deserved, frankly.
Yeah. And lack of trust in each other. But the point of it is that... you know, I don't know what the statistics say, because it's hard to measure these things, but I would say that a gigantic majority of the people that own guns in America are responsible gun owners.
Sure.
And are not at all in any way, shape, or form criminals.
No.
So the conversation is too black or white. It's too cookie cutter. It doesn't take into account that middle ground where reasonable people can come to an understanding of just how important it is as part of America's legal tradition for people to be able to arm themselves. But it has to be at least regulated to the point that people cannot easily get a gun to do these nefarious acts.
Mm-hmm. Well, but then the people who get them illegally are the ones oftentimes, like you look at some of the story of the guy who shot things up last week, or there were 14 people, if that, I remember the numbers. The numbers just become obscene. Yeah,
the Boulder, Colorado one.
In Boulder, yeah. And this guy, he was, nobody, I've still not seen anything that tells me how he got the guns. He seems to have been off his rocker, and yet he still was able to procure guns somehow.
And mental illness is a problem. Mental illness gets in the way of us having a reasonable discussion about many of the rights granted in the Constitution.
And you think about how it's the serotonin level in your brain, if you want to get a little bit technical about it. But people, because of what they eat and how they live their lives, their brains are scrambled. Well, how else do you explain a woman driving into a Taco Bell, having an argument with the person who is in the window, and then backing her car up across the parking lot and then careening it into the Taco Bell, smashing into the Taco Bell with her car to get at the person she's angry with at the register inside the Taco Bell?
She wasn't pleased with their customer service, was she?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. Right. So how balanced do you have to be or not be in order to pull off a stunt like that?
Well, that's why you should stay out of fights with strangers. You should resist the urge to get into a screaming match, road rage, making a point, standing. You don't know at what point they are in terms of how tightly wound their rubber band is.
Even giving somebody the finger, you don't know whether they got a gun in their car and they're going to drive by and shoot you because you gave them the finger.
Right,
You get cut off in traffic all the time. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Where were we?
We're at number five, mass shootings and gun control. Number four, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. There's another rabbit hole. At number three, the Biden stimulus initiative and the economy.
Another rabbit hole.
A different kind. It's actually a healthy discussion. At number two,
not that the discussion isn't healthy, but where do we go? We've spent $7 trillion in a year, and And people, the unemployment level went up last week five times what it was the week before.
Well, only because they're counting now. Who knows?
Right.
Unemployment statistics are the biggest sham that have ever been voiced.
It's always twice the
number
because half the people that are unemployed don't have any benefits anymore.
Exactly. Or they're not looking for a job anymore. They've just given up. And then you no longer counted. At number two, Derek Chauvin trial, tied with race relations, tied with police reform. That's at number two. That's our biggest issues subject of the week. And at number one, of course, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and origins. I want to talk about where did it come from. And that's a hot potato because of the race relations issue of hate crimes against Asians. It's all
confusing.
But
this week, I don't know if it's confusing. I think it's pretty clear the Chinese are responsible, and even the World Health Organization, which is in the back pocket of the Chinese this week, said, it didn't happen. And then 15, 16, 17 countries, including America, said to the World Health Organization, or they just said publicly, you guys are full of crap. we, in essence, we're going to investigate more thoroughly
right.
because nobody wants to, or at least the Chinese certainly will not admit, nor will they. They have it now, and they won't ever
but
admit that they created this in a laboratory and let it go.
Whatever. Whatever. That's still unproven. It may be true. It may not be true. But the point is, it clearly is an issue to be scrutinized. But what's not clear to a lot of people is that just because China might have been involved in the origins and the spread of COVID-19, it doesn't mean that some Asian woman, some 65 or 70 year old Asian woman that you see walking down the street deserves to be kicked in the head and blamed for it. That's where the confusion based on ignorance, hate, stupidity, and maliciousness comes into play. And it's quite sickening to see just how stupid some people are. I mean, one of the problems with the human race, Doug, is that a large segment is stupid.
Right.
And we don't have the right to be stupid
uneducated.
Because we were granted by God all of this intelligence. Look at the things that we're capable of doing.
We're wasting our potential. Really, it's really amazing.
Sick.
Yep. All right.
What about the
Me
people?
Too.
You want to do the people after the break?
No, I want to do a commercial first, and then we'll do the people list, okay?
Okay.
People list up and coming next. Michael Harrison here. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, quarter past the hour. If you've been thinking about ordering new pillows and you see all the ads, you hear all the talk on the air about My Pillows and how great they are, you want a fantastic pillow, then you go to MyPillow.com and you order them. And then when you look around, you'll see some attention being given, and now, quite frankly, a lot of attention given to not only their pillows but to their towels. The technology in each of the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, and they aren't like the very expensive towels that don't absorb anything. It feels like you're putting lotion on your skin. So when you order the towels, you get a six-piece set. You get two hand towels, two bath towels, and two washcloths. And by the way, free shipping goes when you use the DJV code. It's available now in a variety of colors and sizes. You can do with it as you can with everything from MyPillow. Wash it in the machine, dry it, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. So you find all that at MyPillow.com. Now, if you use the DJV code, you get two for the price of one. The BOGO deal is in for the six-piece sets of MyPillow towels, one low price, free shipping. Use the promo code DJV at checkout at MyPillow.com. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the six-piece set, you'll get two hand and two bath towels as well as two washcloths plus free shipping. Each six-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get two six-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for two six-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
All right, back to the countdown. Let's do that people list, Michael, shall we?
Yeah, these are the folks that are being talked about. Of course, there are a lot more than these 10, but this is big. At number 10, Sarah Palin is back in the top 10. She's got COVID, and she's not happy. Andrew Cuomo at 9, Matt Gaetz at 8, Chuck Schumer at 7, Nancy Pelosi at 6, Donald Trump at 5, Kamala Harris at 4, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd at 3, Fauci and Burks at 2, and Biden is at number 1. That's a quick
one. Last week we made a big thing out of Trump not being on the list for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
And now he's come back. Why did he, what did he do? I don't remember. Trump's name comes up or a story, I just ignore it. I don't want to get involved one way or another.
Talk about Trump starting a social media network.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Okay. And would you pay attention to it if it was started?
I pay attention to whatever gets attention.
Ah, perfect. What a great answer to that question. That's why you're here. The sage of talk is Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there as well. It's 21 after the hour.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We have appropriated some time here in the broadcast week to bring you up to speed on what's going on here. Follower of fashion in this particular frame, that is the news talk frame, and then you find the cap at the end of the week for Michael Harrison to be very rewarding, and maybe there are a few things you forgot about or you missed or whatever it is. So there's this conversation. You know, One of the things about conversation radio and the focus of where we go now after Rush Limbaugh, lots of companies, lots of stations, a lot of hosts even are saying, you know, what's going to happen that Rush's passing has marked the end of an era. So what do we do now? And that's a question I noticed one person said, asking another person at a radio station, how much longer are you guys going to run Rush's funeral? And I think, I don't know whether that's, I find that an interesting, almost amusing question, frankly. But there are a lot of people who say this is a good time for us to figure out where we're going and what the medium is going to be like, what this format is going to be like. We're going to go back to interviewing people, experts, that sort of thing, because I think a lot of talk radio got away from that, didn't it? And is that something that might be appropriate to come back into the fold, Michael?
I just hope talk radio goes in every direction and doesn't consider any one direction to be the only way to go. I think that radio is best served when there's a variety of formats within each genre. So I think that the telephone calls are important. I think interviewing experts is important. I think the monologue, where an educated or a particularly seasoned or opinionated host gets to express his or her views. I think all of these are part of what makes for good talk radio, and I think that all directions should be considered as an option or a mix of the above. Where we're going to go in the post-Limbaugh era is we're going to go forward without Limbaugh. Mm-hmm. Limbaugh is now part of the rich heritage and history of talk radio, and in terms of those stations carrying his show, I think it'll evolve into something. I can understand why they want to take their time in disengaging or seeing how it evolves. I think it's a legitimate perspective or position to take for a while at least.
Mm-hmm. How many unique ideas get presented, do you think, on whether it's a right of center or left of center program or just an informational program? I like to think, if I may put in a plug for the DJV program that's heard every morning around the country, this program gets aired in part in one of the hours that program is heard. And so when somebody comes up with something new, a good host thinking about new ideas that will stimulate people, because that's one of the things you hear from some of the stations, more stimulating talk radio. So what does that mean? Is it stimulating people with new ideas? Is it stimulating people in a way that brings them comfort, but yet there are questions to be asked? One of the things that I brought up this week, when it came to the discussion of taxes and increasing taxes on corporations and that sort of thing, one of the people at the Small Business Council made a big to-do. I got some press, not as much as it might have, suggesting that raising taxes is an attack on big and small companies that are trying to make things in America. You're going to force people to go overseas and therefore hurt jobs. And I think that's a very legitimate conversation. Yeah, I don't know how many people are having it, but that's
a legitimate conversation. The cost and benefits of every move economically should be discussed objectively. There's mm-hmm. costs and there's benefits, and you weigh them against each other.
Yeah, and that's the business about the taxes. If you want to incentivize people to come back here from China, then you cut their taxes. If they keep doing business in China, I say you give them the 28% tax rate and see if that doesn't flush some people out. But I don't know that we have a lot of stimulating, you know, that would be good. Get somebody on from a business talk radio program and talk it through and give people ideas to think about instead of hearing the same old drum being beaten day in and day out. At least, anyway, that's kind of my recipe for success. I hope it works. 28 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat, and and just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over-the-counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series Number 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu Number 2 produces a harmonious medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu Number 2 today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more home pets.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Talk Radio Top 10.
34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers. He's the editor and publisher
I'm Doug Steffen. At the end of every week, we go through the charts, people list, story list, and then there are ancillary things that come out of our the good talk radio hosts, as we point out often, can find any number of angles to go down with all of these different topics and other things as well. I was asking Michael whether he thought we'd go back to interviewing more people as a mainstay, because it used to be experts or people who were fun, had interesting things to say. I think there used to be a lot more celebrities that would come on. One of the things that slowed us down, though, I think a little, was editing having interviews with authors of books that often weren't much. And so, you know, there still is today. Somebody comes out with a good book, the John Bolton thing, for example, was a great opportunity to have conversation. And even though a lot of people didn't like him, he was an interesting guest and usually provided you with information. I mean, I don't usually do guests on the DJB program, but I had him on, and he provided some interesting conversations, some context to stuff. And so it was kind of fun, actually, to have him on.
But you didn't have him on because you were so interested in his book. You had him on because you had an opportunity to get him on, and the book gave you that opportunity because he was available to be on. I mean, right. the booking of guests on talk shows, whether it's The Tonight Show or it's a small radio show in a small city, it comes down to a balance. There's a tipping point. Who gains more? Does the show and the host gain more by having the person on? Or does the person being on gain more by being on, and they get the better of the equation? You know, there are some publicists whose job is to keep the press away from their clients.
Yeah.
Every potential guest has either a plus or a minus value, and that's a dance that goes on behind the scenes in talk media all the way back to the original, you know, Today Show with Dave Garraway. I mean, the
chimp. What was the chimp's name? J. Fred Muggs, yeah.
J. Fred Muggs.
We're showing our age.
Yeah. Our love of animals. J. Fred Muggs was a major media pioneer and was a celebrity.
He was?
Because he was a celebrity because of his appearance on the Today Show.
Yeah.
With Dave Garraway. Dave Garraway hated working with him.
Yeah.
And one time the monkey got loose and caused havoc on the set.
Yeah, yeah.
And then NBC said, no more monkey.
Well, was the monkey relevant to the show's success, though? That was, you sort of
I remember, you know, loving, you know, as a grown man, looking at the newsreels.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just silly stuff. We don't have the ability. We're just so focused on serious stuff is not a lot of fun.
Why are you so depressed about the state of radio? My God.
I'm not. It's not that I'm depressed. I just want it to be broader and wider so that people get more out of it and we have more listeners. It's very self-serving. I want more people to come into the clubhouse. I do it.
Well, yeah. So if everybody else did it, then you wouldn't be as big and legendary as you are. Don't you realize the mediocrity of radio is the reason that you stand out? If it was good, you'd be mediocre.
Mm-hmm.
That's a terrible thing to say.
So, thank you very much. So what do we do then? Let's go one step further. One of the great things about personality radio is the value of the personality in selling products or in making personal appearances, that sort of thing. In the last year, all those appearances have dried up. Nobody did anything. But I wonder now if stations will go back to having that remote from the car parts store. Those were kind of fun. They're kind of clunky, but they were kind of fun things to do because they gave the audience a chance to go see Joe Blow at the auto parts store. And there's something to be said for that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful opportunity to be disappointed when you meet your favorite radio personality.
He looks like that. He smells like that. He drives that kind of a car. Wow.
Yeah, and then, of course, there's the reverse response is that a lot of radio personalities are very untrusting of listeners who like them enough to come and see them.
Well,
they must be crazy if they're going to go out.
I don't want to belong to a club that lets me into it.
Exactly.
Much of that. Yeah. And then we have the fat. Well, that leads to the next thing There is a subset of our conversation radio that is a focus, kind of like a TMZ, on personalities and celebrities and all the discussion this week about Britney Spears, for example, and whether she, you know, her conservatorship. And you wake up to how much money is involved because her father wants $3 million and the lawyer wants $2 million, and is all they're worried about is taking care of her money.
Yeah, and she said that she's been embarrassed by the documentary. She, the poor woman has.
Yeah, I like her. I think she's.
I just feel
sure
that
didn't stick.
I think that she was a young woman. She was facing a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, emotional, pain.
Yep.
And it's very hard to handle the kind of celebrity that was hoisted on a person like that if they already have emotional fragility. And then the press and the fans can be very cruel. So, I'm
awful.
Empathetic to her at this point, as we're all a little more mature and we look back at that era. Yeah, she had a tough time.
One of the things that has been... was a great subset of what we talked about before COVID. There would always be a sports story in the top 10. There'd be some reference to something like the Final Four, as a matter of fact. The March Madness, we haven't seen. This is one of the things that's one of the many things that has been thrown out the window because we had to spend so much time talking about things like COVID. Do you miss that? Do you think people miss, just a quick conversation about the Final Four? Who's in it? Who's betting on it? I like the fringe stories. Okay, how much money you got on this team?
Well, I think that's still going on. It's just that it's not number 10. It might be number 11 or 12. Just because we do the top 10 here, and we do squeeze more than 10, and that's why we do ties.
But
it doesn't mean nothing else is being talked about. This is just a snapshot of the very, the froth on the top of the ocean.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff. But they're talking about sports this week. There's a big story in sports this week, and that's the beginning of the baseball season. The official baseball season opened. It's being talked about, and it's also being talked about in combination with COVID because take the Texas Rangers, for example. They're going to let anybody in. They're going to have a full stadium if they're able to sell enough tickets, whereas others are dealing with percentages and other restrictions. So baseball this year is a COVID story, and it's being talked about on radio. A lot of times in sports, we talk about the personalities. A lot of football players get in trouble with the law because of domestic violence. Baseball players get in trouble because of drugs, or we hopefully won't have as much of that now as we did. That was a major issue. The tax issues about building stadiums, things of that nature.
There is
a connection between sports and news that's not just frivolous.
Well, and the whole business about taking a knee and whether or not that was legitimate. And now the NBA says you can't do that. If you do it, we'll fire you or penalize you or something like that. Those are great ancillary stories, I think.
Yeah.
One of the things also that's playing out this week is we've talked on my DJV program a lot about travel because I do a lot of it. I'm going to Salt Lake this weekend, as a matter of fact. I don't feel badly or I'm not worried about traveling and haven't been, frankly. But when you look around and see it, the travel advertising is coming back to our radio programs and the whole discussion of a vaccine passport. Do you need to see this? I think this is a fascinating conversation about whether you're going to have a card that says, I got my shot in order to go anywhere. And what that sort of the older people who lived through World War II object to it. Younger people who don't know anything about it, what's the big deal, right? Mm. That's kind of where that's going, in a manner of speaking.
Any time that you have a situation that requires this type of restriction, whether it's valid or not, it is an assault on freedom. And whether it's gun violence or whether it's fear of a virus, these are the things that assault freedom, and that's why we have to have an understanding of history, an understanding of the Constitution, and we have to be pragmatic enough to be able to apply these things to the circumstances that we face in this place called reality.
Where are you going on your summer vacation?
Where am I going?
Yeah.
On my summer vacation?
Yeah.
It depends on where the Travel Channel takes me.
That's how he travels. Let's turn on the Travel Channel, honey, and see where they're going. I want to go to Africa. Let's go. We don't have to get vaccinated. We just watch the travel people that are going there.
Exactly. Right now I've been exploring Italy and its fine cuisine with Stanley Tucci.
Really?
Oh, that's a great show.
Do they have gluten-free pasta in Italy?
Stanley Tucci's got this series on CNN that's just fantastic. I don't know if it's still running because I haven't watched it last week or so. He's a great actor. He burns with intensity, and he's got a lot of humor and drama. Well, he's running around Italy, going to different provinces, doing history and tying it into food.
Wasn't his most recent role with the English actor? They played a gay couple, didn't I remember that?
It's on either Amazon Prime or one of those networks. Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I hear it's quite emotional and quite the thing.
Yeah, it is. Well, a lot of actors are stretching out playing gay roles because they think it's time for that, stretching their, I don't know whether it's their base or, because some people would object, oh, that guy's playing a gay guy, I'm not going to watch his movies anymore.
Well, anybody that does that, you know, I don't necessarily, you know if we want them in our audience. But the fact of the matter is, But back to the point that we started with is that travel in this age of modern technology, Zoom, documentaries, all these different channels, one can be very worldly, even galactic. Without leaving the comfort of your home.
There you go.
So I kidded when I said the Travel Channel, but I feel like I've been to a number of places, not the same as being there, but it certainly is more convenient than getting on a plane, staying in a hotel, packing, spending money. Just watch these documentaries. They're brilliant and educational.
And here you are sending us on these trips using your ability to describe with fabulous words. Speaking of that, Michael Harrison's interview is in the focus as we continue here. Don't forget about the ability that you have to have delightful, delightful breads and cookies from Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. Dinner rolls, hamburger buns, all the breads, all the cookies are completely gluten-free. So if you got celiac disease running in your family, if you have a problem eating gluten like I do, this is something, even if you have you got wheat, barley, rye problems, gluten will cause damage to your small intestine if you don't take care of it. Save money, save time, and save your stomach. Go to ebonsbakehouse.com. You will not believe how wonderfully well these products taste. ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code on checkout. The people list from Talkers at talkers.com. It's also on the DJV websites and our social pages. Number 10, a focus on Sarah Palin. She got it, if you know what I mean. Andrew Cuomo is at 9. Matt Gaetz is number 8. Chuck Schumer is 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. The same old, Donald Trump made it back into the list this week. He's number 5. Kamala Harris, number 4. Poor Kamala. She's living out of a suitcase. You've heard that story, I'm sure, this week. And she's been sort of taken out of the firing range when it comes to how to fix the border. That didn't last very long. At number 3, Derek Chauvin. At number 2, Tony Fauci. And at number 1, Joe Biden. Fauci is coming under more scrutiny all the time for the seesaw stuff that people are getting from the CDC. One week they say one thing, and the next week they say something else. A lot of contradictions there, and that's why people are talking about these people in general and specifically. That's the list. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts encompassing the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April at number 10, and the whole situation with hot properties in politics, Andrew Cuomo, so that's 10. Number 9, climate change. Well, there's a lot of discussion about media bias, too. That's kind of all gotten into the same hole at number 9. Our relationships with China at number 8. The situation in America with mental health due to the lack of people going to school or to work. Voter rights legislation, number 6. The shootings this past week or two are just basic gun control conversation. What's going on with immigration at number 4. The stimulus initiative and how it affects the economy is number 3. The Derek Chauvin trial is number 2. And the whole business about what's going on with the vaccines and the variants. COVID is number 1 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so at Michael Harrison's interview slot this week, who is the guest?
The guest is a gentleman named Lee Habib, who's the host and producer of a show that is actually what you were talking about before. It's on over 315 news talk stations around the country. It's a pre-produced history and storytelling show called Our American Stories, and it's a two-hour-a-day program that tells you about the history and the people and the currency of the, you know, current events of the United States through storytelling. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. He's got a great voice. As a name as much as anything, I love the name, Lee Habib.
Yeah, he talks about immigration, and, you know, he's an Arab American, a Christian, and a very good guy.
Yeah, right. It's good. It's a good interview. It's a good show, actually. The Michael Harrison interview, find it at mhinterview.com or at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with our thoughts and our minds on the charts from Talkers Magazine. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, lawyer and college professor from Bentley and, you know, the website that I talk about all the time with admiration, scamicide.com. Steve's helped so many people steer clear of the dangers of scams. I was I was in Amherst last night in your town. I should have come over for dinner, but it was too late.
Absolutely. Stop in.
I'm there and had a quick sandwich and some soup. And I was confronted by I went out to pick up some tractor tires for my farm. And the guy that was there, we were talking, actually, about things that are important to us on the farm. But we were also talking about, you know, what's going on. Farmers love to talk about stuff like this. What do we have to look forward to? And because marijuana has been legalized in Massachusetts, how that has changed, you know, some of the realities for some farmers anyway. And I notice that there are a number, one of the issues this week that probably begs some legal quoting from you. Let's see, where was it? It was New Jersey that's approved it, and New York State can smoke outside. And so what is there involved in, other than changing people's minds? This is not difficult legal stuff, is it?
Well, it's the difficulties in legalizing marijuana is the fact that the federal government still finds it to be a criminal offense. And so there are issues for the companies that go into the legal marijuana business of not necessarily being able to put money in the bank because there's questions about whether the U.S. attorneys are after them. Now, the U.S. attorneys at this point are just turning their heads the other way, which is no way to really operate a law.
No,
you have a law in the books, but we're going to decide to ignore it. But within the states, you know, they need to get into issues of, you know, there were concerns that didn't seem to turn up. This was going to result in new driving under the influence problems. That never came out. But when could you do it? How could you limit the sales as far as minors? So it's like starting over with a new product. But it's interesting how quickly a 180 turnaround the responses of people to marijuana pretty much just acceptable.
Yep, right. Okay, number five on the countdown story list this week is a focus on gun control and all the shootings, and I don't even know why we bother to talk about it. I've been talking about it since I started doing talk radio in the mid-70s, and not a damn thing has changed, so unless it's the same harangue, and it's boring, actually, to listen to these conversations because it's the same old stuff. Right?
Well,
nothing's changed.
It is, except for some of the people who are looking at how the legislature does absolutely nothing, despite the fact that there are plenty of people, including gun owners, that are willing to have reasonable kind of restrictions. You know, one of which we had for a short time and worked, and then Congress changed its mind on it, was to have these large-scale assault weapons be banned. There is no reason that a person, an ordinary citizen, has one. If you want to fire one, you can go to a firing range and you could do it there. But there's no reason. And those have resulted in great mass killings. But we are having some incremental changes. One of the biggest was, for years, there was a reticence to allow the Disease Control Center to be able to look into this as a public health matter. And now, in that big omnibus bill for coronavirus that just got passed, there was monies there to study the public health aspects. You know, let's get some data. Let's know what's going on. But I agree with you. As far as Congress, you know, maybe Mark Twain was right. Opposite of progress is Congress.
Yeah, right. Hello. All right. Police reform or maybe what's your takeaway this week from the Derek Chauvin trial?
I believed that the prosecution is doing a very good job of presenting this trial. You know, you never can interpret what a trial is going to be like until the end, and you never know what a jury is going to do. But they seem to be doing this in a very controlled fashion, and I think we're going to get a guilty verdict. It'll either be second or third degree murder.
And then he goes to jail for what, 6 years or something? What's the
Yeah, I would say that'd be about right.
Yeah, right. All right, well, we'll see how that shakes out, but certainly a lot of focus on it. It was number two this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, legal expert because he's a law professor and a practicing attorney with his overview every week of some of those hot issues. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Republicans have already balked at the scope and the taxes to finance President Biden's infrastructure plan. On ABC's This Week, Senator Roy Blunt said the package would get bipartisan support if he eliminated the 70% or so of things that are non-traditional infrastructure.
When people think about infrastructure, they're thinking about roads, bridges, ports, and airports. That's a very small part of what they're calling an infrastructure package.
The Missouri Republican added,
I've reached out to the White House a couple of times now and said, you've got an easy bipartisan win here if you'll keep this package narrowly focused on infrastructure.
And the White House has said Republican input is welcome, but they're willing to use legislative process known as reconciliation to pass the plan with a simple Senate majority. The lawmaker leading a bipartisan effort to investigate the January 6th riot says there needs to be a balance between security and public access at the Capitol.
Republican Senator Roy Blunt says the Capitol is an important symbol of who we are. It must be secure but free.
I think the permanent fencing should come down. I don't think it does the job. In fact, the fencing was right there when the car drove through.
Officer William Evans was killed Friday when police say Noah Green ran his car into a barrier, then lunged with a knife. Green was shot and killed. Retired Lieutenant General Russell Honore, who led a review of security failures in the January attack, says the proposal to Congress includes more officers, updated screenings, and fencing that comes out of the ground as required. But it takes money.
Police in the Capitol deserve this. Our nation deserves it. And those families who've lost loved ones deserve it.
Their comments were made on ABC's This Week. I'm Julie Walker.
AAA says growing stock levels and cheaper crude oil prices combine to put downward pressure on prices at the pump. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Australia says it will begin building its own guided missiles in close collaboration with the U.S.
as it seeks to boost its defense capabilities.
The news comes amid growing unease in the Pacific region about China's increasingly assertive role. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it'll partner with a weapons manufacturer to build the missiles in a plan that'll create thousands of jobs as well as export opportunities. Morrison says the plan is part of a huge 10-year investment in defense and the defense industry.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Japan's prime minister says his country will cooperate with the United States to calm tensions between China and Taiwan. Yoshihide Suga says Tokyo and Washington will cooperate and use deterrence to help bring peace to the region. Taiwan's expected to be on the agenda next week when Suga meets with President Biden in Washington. It'll be Mr. Biden's first in-person summit since taking office in January. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The nation's education system could soon be in the chips.
Schools across the U.S. now weighing how to use the money from the government's latest virus relief package. Districts want to ease the harm of the pandemic and tackle problems that existed before COVID. The assistance totals $123 billion. The aid will help schools expand summer programs and also offer tutoring, mental health services, and major curriculum upgrades. Jason Walker reporting.
It was in April 4, 1968, when civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed while standing on a balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. The slaying was followed by a wave of rioting around the country. Suspected gunman James Earl Ray later pleaded guilty to assassinating King, then spent the rest of his life claiming that he'd been the victim of a setup. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Through April 6th.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. Time for a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the charts that are created by the folks that do the research at Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com. Oh, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Doug Steffen here with the two of the three ladies. We have two people with a big punch. Victoria Keelan, who's a regular part of the DJB program. Jay Kirshner as well. Jennifer is off this week. So we have as a task, as usual, our overview of what we think, what we know about the stories from what Talkers has found out at number 10 on the story list, and also on included on, he's a Republican congressman, G-A-E-T-Z, who seems on the surface to be kind of a scumbag. Now, maybe that sounds a little pejorative. Maybe that's me declaring him guilty before trial, et cetera, et cetera. But all of the signs point to him being kind of, well, he says he was trying to get out in front of the story, Victoria, right? That's why everybody knows what went on, but it seems a little, there's a little more to it than that.
That was his defense of it, yeah.
But so now the newest development is that two people who work with him on the House floor, or people who are on Capitol Hill at work, supposedly with our taxpayer dollars, have both said anonymously that they were witnesses to him showing them sexual material, including naked women, on his phone that he claims to have had sex with, and that this was like his bragging material.
So he's not too smart to begin with to pull a stunt like that, if in fact it's true. That's what these people both say.
Yeah. So there's a video of a naked woman using a hula hoop. Was one of the videos that was apparently along with some other images of naked women. Now the reason that there's nothing illegal about
there's
that.
There's nothing
that's
illegal about that.
Douchey.
Right. Yeah.
But the
right.
reason that he's in the hot seat is because federal investigators are examining whether or not he engaged in a relationship with a woman who was 17, with a girl who was 17 underage, and whether this involvement with other young women broke federal sex trafficking and prostitution laws. That's really what this investigation is. Now, there's another weird thing involving organized criminal extortion of a former DOJ official seeking $25 million. This is what he's saying while threatening to smear his name. There's so much to this story. This could be its own Lifetime original movie because there's a lot going on and a lot of drama. But, yeah, so there are a handful of Republicans who have defended him, speaking out on his behalf. There are some others saying, okay, you know, wait a minute. This guy looks like there's something really off here. So,
There's something off with him. He looks something like something out of a Mad Men magazine or something.
He looks like Butthead from Beavis and Butthead. And kind of like, if he was a cartoon, he would look like Butthead. But I also think that the first time I saw him, because I didn't know who this guy was, he's from Florida. So I didn't know who he was at first until all the scandal broke out, which I think is how most of America feels. You know, you know someone's name once a scandal hits. And he just has a very creepy frat boy, off-brand Kennedy kind of look to him. So not that that's always an implication of guilt, but I don't know.
Guilt by looks. Okay. So in the same breath, the latest about Andrew Cuomo, I haven't
another
heard of
one.
This week.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of also looks like Butthead, actually, now that I think about it.
I can't unsee that now.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
About
so
it that
he's
way.
Got, I think, a 10th accuser.
Yeah.
So he's got a full plate, yep. And trying to sign a lot of, you know, weed laws for people in New York so they can smoke and forget it.
Right. Yeah, that has gone. That's a very interesting story. All of the how many states this week? New Jersey has now legalized pot. Another state was Minnesota that legalized pot, I think. And in New York City, as you just suggested, police have been told how to enforce or not to enforce the new marijuana law. You can light up in public. You can ignore the exchange of weed unless money is involved. They ban searches based on smell. And also, basically, it's you can do whatever you kind of do whatever you want. Is it an age thing, though? I guess there's an age thing and an age equivalent to this.
Well, you have to be 21. Yeah,
Massachusetts, you can't smoke it in public, I don't think. I don't know.
I have to look into it. I'm not sure what New Jersey is going. New Jersey hasn't. It's been approved. It's been, you know, we voted on it. All the people voted on it in 2018. And so it's just taken this long to get legislation that's going to cover all angles of it. I don't know if you're allowed to smoke it in public. I mean, I lived in New York City for a long time. Everyone smokes in public anyway. But the problem, though, is that it ends up being, a profiling
smoked
case.
Grass in public or just tobacco products, everything.
You know, people in New York City do not, unless you're in the fashion district, which is heavily, heavily Asian. That's an Asian population. That's the Fashion District, 7th Avenue.
Yeah, they're big smokers.
Huge smokers. Anytime you're in that entire vicinity, you'll smell cigarette smoke. But truthfully, that's the only place in Manhattan that you're going to smell cigarette smoke. Walking down the streets of Manhattan, you do not smell cigarette smoke.
You don't see butts on the street anymore, the Mountain Market.
No. You smell weed anyway. But the problem, though, is that it disproportionately affects black and brown people who then get pulled over by cops or get, you know, arrested or they get frisked or approached in a subway or whatever. So having the NYPD on, basically on notice that you can't arrest anybody anymore just based on smelling pot, I think that that's actually a step in the right direction. I'm not right. for smoking in public because I think it's a little like no one should have to be choking on someone else's smoke
no.
of any kind.
I resent somebody smoking anything in front of me, and yeah. I have to breathe it a second and smoke new. No,
yeah.
no. It sounds to me like that, though, that edict came right from Frank Reagan's office.
I don't know who
that
is.
You think about that for a minute? Yes, you do. Blue Bloods.
I don't. What?
Tom Selleck's character.
I've never seen that show. I
haven't you?
That
oh,
is.
My
no.
heavens. Oh, my God.
Never that's... seen it.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's a great show. Speaking of shows, let me, before we leave number 10 and the situation with all these people in the hot seat, Dave Ramsey, the talk host, who has a very substantial following, has made a very interesting life for himself. He's always been very friendly to me, and I like him. But he's attracted some attention this week because he fired some people for having sex before marriage in his company. He has a couple hundred people that work for him. I think he's in Nashville, as a matter of fact. Isn't it headquarters in Nashville, Jay? I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh,
Nashville,
I have no idea.
Memphis.
How did
yeah.
you know people were having sex before marriage?
Well, apparently it was
how
obvious.
Do you prove that?
I don't know. Well, I'm... I'm not in with a microscope. I just know that a lot of people this week were talking about Ramsey. He's being sued by one. I think that's kind of how it all came to the surface, because one of the people that he fired is now suing him for kind of whatever illegal. I think, but if you own a company, you can set up whatever rules you want to, and if you don't follow the rules, you get fired.
But I don't think that you can. I don't think that you can say that you can't have premarital sex.
I think you can say whatever you want to say if you own a company, frankly. You don't have to make big cakes
well, let's
for
see,
gays.
Let's see where this goes, because if this yeah. goes through a settlement, then we know he would have lost that in court.
Okay, well.
Because I don't think you can, yeah, I don't think that's.
Ear on it, if you will.
Yeah, and they're in Franklin, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. Yeah.
Okay, I thought they were in that vicinity. Yep. All right, number 9, we'll be moving into, I don't know the discussion about media bias and censorship and stuff. I think that's it's kind of old hat. It just is there. China relations, I think we need to talk about that. That's number 8, so it's up next here on our discussion of the hot stories of the week from the News Talk facilities of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for 1 low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for 1 low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, points, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 330.
All right, here we are, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The charts for the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April. The relationship with China, now that they... Well, maybe what we should talk about here is the World Health Organization report excuse me, the Chinese report that was handed to the World Health Organization.
And said, this is your report.
Right. And then the the discomfort of not only the American science community, but the world. And most of the Western countries have had a very negative reaction to the BS that came from the World Health Organization, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people, there are 14 different countries that signed on a similar letter that, you know, to the same sentiment that Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, said that, you know, why would we trust this report? Beijing had a huge hand in writing it. They didn't allow any of the investigators, the scientists from the World Health Organization, to go to the Wuhan lab. So, yeah, what's the point? I mean, it's, I don't know. At this point, if anybody says, in my world at least, if anybody says to me, oh, well, you know, it didn't come from the lab, I just kind of look at them sideways like, huh? Then what's China hiding if it didn't come from the lab? Like, what? It doesn't even make sense to me that people aren't even open to that possibility. Some people just aren't. I don't know why. But
really? They don't realize that what China's trying to do is disrupt the economy of the whole world, and they were quite successful in doing that this past year so that they could gain more influence, more control. And as I was talking before about how much they have donated, quote-unquote, their vaccine, how would you like to – would you – if we didn't have Pfizer and Moderna – fortunately, you know, most of our drugs have been made in China over the last 20 years or so, but they've taken the formula. They don't create anything. They just steal stuff or they take things and make whatever you tell them to make. But in the meantime, they've created, and the Russians have created their own sort of vaccine. We love the Russian vaccines called Sputnik, and that goes back to when that means first. And a reasonable variation of that, Sputnik was the first the first space shot was a vehicle called Sputnik, 1957. So anyway, the whole business about China and what they're doing economically and how they're trying to get influence by giving all these countries the vaccine, it's actually working for them because people are falling for it. People are not asking questions about what's going on. And so the worm continues to squirm, if you will. It's really pretty disgusting how we, in our country, don't seem to be doing anything about it either. We're still buying stuff made in China, and our companies are producing things in China, and the government hasn't incentivized getting companies back here. So it's pretty much a free-for-all. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Last pickup is at 7? Steve, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
we're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us, 23 after the hour. This is a normal position for us in the regular DJV program to have Jay front and center talking about what's trending. So we'll take a few of the things that are on the comment box from Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You can always go there, facebook.com/DJV show, to participate in the conversations. So with regard to Joe Biden, who's number one on the people list, his dog is in the dog house again. There are two incidents where the dog has bitten somebody. And I wonder what people are saying. Do they get what it's it really isn't the dog so much? What are people saying?
Some people are getting that. I mean, you have some people who are like, this is not the dog's fault. It just needs to be better acclimated with people. There are a good number of people that are suggesting, hey, just send this dog back to Delaware. You know, go visit it. Have somebody who can take care of it, somebody who's a close friend or a family member. However, I will say there were a number of people that grossly said this dog needs to be put down.
Ooh. Really?
Yes, yeah. I mean, it's not like disgusting. This dog didn't viciously maul somebody. It nipped on two occasions, which, yes, that's not okay. But, like, you know, when we had pet expert Warren Eckstein on, he was saying this is not a dog issue. This is a human issue.
Yeah, the dog should have been acclimated better. I mean, if you think about the, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, what happens with these dogs. And these dogs are both older. Champ, I don't know which one's which, but one of them is 13 and one of them is...
Champ is 13, Major is 3.
Okay.
So Major's still relatively young. I mean, out of the puppy stage, no longer... I think puppy stage goes, what, until about 2 years old?
I don't even know if it's a puppy thing. He's clearly not... He's not acclimated to that environment, and there's a lot of people going in and out. He doesn't know, you know, he just... Any dog would be put off in that situation.
Absolutely.
So smaller dogs might run and hide, and a bigger dog, like a German Shepherd, might just, you know, stand his ground. But it's ridiculous to blame the dog. It's so stupid. You know, I mean, but Jay and I were talking about this during the week. You know, when the Obamas got their two dogs, I think Bo and Sonny are the names, they were puppies. So they grew up with a million people around them.
Around the people, yeah.
Yeah, and so, but other, you know, other presidential dogs and animals, the Clintons had Socks the cat, the Bushes had, I think, Buddy, right, the beagle. So, you know, this is, I don't know, I think that... If this wasn't a political dog, this would not be an issue.
Well, that's one of the things. There were a couple comments that had pulled from their own past experience saying, you know, one woman was walking past a sleeping dog that her brother owned, and the dog woke up from a dead sleep and bit her foot, and the next day they put the dog down because of that.
That's ridiculous.
Right?
That's absolutely
yes.
ridiculous.
Well, but that's how people think. I remember when I was a little boy on a tricycle, I was riding down a street where my aunt lived in Quincy, Massachusetts, and there was a dog asleep on the sidewalk, and I ran over its tail, it jumped up and bit me. First time I ever, I've been bitten two or three times by dogs, but it was, you know, everybody was yelling at the dog. Even at that age, I knew it wasn't the dog's fault. I was crying, the dog was upset, you know, I ran over the dog's tail.
Well, you're just a bad driver. I mean,
if I was, you know? 7 years old, yeah.
It is what it is.
Speaking of bad drivers, here's another one that's trending. And if it probably had happened earlier in the week, this would have made it into the top 10 or maybe 10B, this hit-and-run driver that plows into a Taco Bell. What's that story, Jay?
They don't know exactly how many people were in the car, but they have identified that the driver was female and the front passenger was female. They got into some altercation in the drive-through window with the drive-through employee, circle around, pull up to the front. The driver hits reverse to almost back up to almost gain more space for momentum and then plows through the entrance. Fortunately, nobody was killed, but there were a couple people injured, and one person did have to go to the hospital.
How in the world these people survive in real life? The anger that is part of, I deserve this, sir. I'm entitled to this. You know, and kids especially don't know how to drive. It's a combination of things, isn't it?
Yeah, and I wonder how much there of a backstory there is to this. Is there some kind of personal relationship between the hit-and-run driver and that employee?
Those sorts of things make it onto TMZ pretty easily, and then you start ripping it apart. It'd be interesting to see, if there is a relationship. That's a good question. Comments at DJV Show, Instagram and Twitter, Facebook at DJV Show, 28 after the hour.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we enter into the first weekend of April, it's Easter weekend, and we've had Good Friday, and so that is, I suppose, part of the cultural countdown, people spending Passover and Easter contemplating the reality of the world. And we're doing it in a more or less esoteric way. The charts from Talkers Magazine become a part of the Talk Radio Review, which we do from the DJV perspective every week at this time. Victoria Keelan is with me, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation in America's schools, number 7 this week, is there something new or is it a continuing focus on the lack of this last year accomplishing anything as far as schools are concerned? I don't see anything new here, ladies. Do you?
Not really. I think the only new stuff related to schools is this week is the news that college campuses are going to be open for full, I would say, pre-pandemic situations.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
Full-time. Now, in certain schools are, like Rutgers University, I'm in New Jersey, so Rutgers University is requiring all of the students and faculty to be vaccinated before they come back on campus. So yeah. they have a deal with Johnson & Johnson, which is partially based in New Jersey as well. It's sort of a legacy company in New Jersey. They are going to provide the one-stop jab for everybody. So some people are against that, and other people, I think Rutgers has said if you don't want to get a vaccine, then you can do remote learning and you can take all of your classes online. But I think for the most part, it's been well received, and I think people want to get the vaccine way more than they don't now. Those numbers have kind of really changed.
Yeah.
So, and then Harvard made news this week. They announced that they're going to be back in full swing, and everyone's going to be on campus. So Harvard was actually one of the first colleges to shut down and send kids home. So it's interesting that that's why they made news, is people kind of tend to see what Harvard is doing, with their situation.
Yep, it's the old Harvard thing. One of the items that I find troubling in my neck of the woods, and I think it's happened all over the country, a lot of the smaller good colleges have had to close. The latest one is a college in Worcester, Mass. Called Berkeley. It is closing because they just don't have, they've been in existence for 287 years, and they just don't have the base anymore, and they don't have the money. They don't have the endowment, so they're gone. And there have been a number of schools that have not been heavily endowed, good, solid colleges, mostly in the Midwest and Mid-South, that just now are gone.
Yeah.
And that's part of this whole thing. And then you think about the reflection that I have on it is what's going on or has gone on in schools. The teachers' unions in some of the larger cities have taken control of this. The narrative is not about the children, it's about them. And I completely resent that. And frankly, as a taxpayer in my community, when somebody tells me in the teachers' union they're not going back to school because of something that has nothing to do with COVID, it's just an old grief, an old gripe, and they're trying to resolve it. And that's happened around the country, too. It's pathetic. Frankly, some of these unions are just pathetic. All right, number 6, voter rights legislation. A lot of hoopla about what's going on in Georgia. Texas has a new suggested voter rights rules. So how much of this do you suppose is going to spread, ladies, across the country? How many more states will come up? If it was successful to a point, I guess it depends on your definition of success, but it's gotten to a point where there's a lot of resentment with the companies. I think Delta said something about it. They're headquartered in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I think Pepsi, is it? No, Coke. Which one? Is Coke headquartered in Atlanta? I think it is.
Yeah, Coca-Cola is.
Yeah,
Coke and Delta were very vocal about the election laws, the new election laws that are being proposed in Georgia. So, yeah, Texas had issues, too. Remember, they wanted to take away all the ballot boxes in Harris County that had, which was, you know, the most diverse county in Texas, and it's a huge, huge county, and people had to drive hours, and they had one ballot box. It was crazy. So this is the kind of stuff that they want to do, and if you don't think this is voter suppression, then look it up. You don't know the definition of it then. But people say this is protecting voting, but it's BS.
Not. Number five and number two are kind of related in the fact that with the Derek Chauvin trial comes a lot of discussion about police reform. That's surfacing again. But I think that that's also tied to the shootings and the discussion of gun control. Latest example of this in Chicago, the person who was fatally shot by an officer earlier this week turns out to have been a 13-year-old boy. Mm. And it's, you know, white cop shoot a black kid, and here we go again. And so you got that. Chicago had two things going on this week. That was one of them, and the other one was this school teacher who was filming girls in the bathroom. Did you see that?
No.
Here we go again. All right, so anyway, that's as much as we need to say about that, probably. The immigration situation is number four, and what's going on there, I think it's complete chaos from what I can figure, looking from the outside in. It just seems that, you know, they keep putting one person in charge, and then they take that person away and put somebody else in charge, and I think they admit to themselves, and pretty much publicly, sort of softly, that they've made a big mistake here by just opening the door. And it seems to have been a reaction, you ladies can agree or disagree with this, to the political promises that were made during the campaign, right, in a manner of speaking, or a constituency that wants the border to be open. That's part of it.
I think, I mean, look, Trump campaigned on, I'm going to build a wall, and his supporters wanted him to build the wall, so he built part of a wall, and so that was a campaign promise that he wanted to keep. And Biden has had a lot of pressure from people on the left saying what happened, the way that Trump was running the border, and with, you know, children and families being separated and children in cages and all this other stuff, and the conditions were just as horrific back then. Nothing has changed. And so, I think that it's not necessarily that people wanted the border to just be open the floodgates, and that's not what the Biden administration has done. So it's, but we, you know, people who voted for Biden, people who supported him, wanted the Dreamers Act to be passed. That was something that was very important to people on the left who supported legislation. Because these are children who've never known any other country. They've grown up here. Their parents came here illegally. That's not the child's fault. They don't know any other culture. They don't know another language in a lot of cases. This is their home. They would be sent back to a country that they've never been to and don't speak the language. That's not America to me. And I don't support that.
I kind of am with you to a point here.
Besides the fact that statistics show that dreamers, that the kids who qualify as dreamers they end up having very high levels of education. They contribute a lot of money in taxes. I mean, these kids, these are the first generation after immigrants, whether they're illegal or not. Everyone knows when you look at the statistics, first generation Americans are very productive people. And the Dreamers are no different, but just because their parents came here illegally, that's why they've been tossed into that,
into a
negative light.
Well, we certainly need more people we need more productive people as you look at, there's more job opportunities, more jobless actually claims this week. But the situation for talented people, for people who are educated, for people who want to work, we've incentivized not working, and that's not working for us, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, so there's the border situation. The economy is number three, so I go back to what I just said about the large number of unemployment requests this week that have come up, and then you look at how much money is being spent. There was a lot of focus on Biden visiting Pittsburgh this week with his $2 trillion stimulus package on top of the $3 trillion, on top of the $4 trillion. I mean, at some point in time, when do we start? What the heck is this going to do to our tax base? I had a conversation with somebody this week, actually my physical therapist and I were talking about what, and I was surprised, a very educated lady, but she didn't know much about what was going on with regard to this. And so the amount of taxes, and she says, well, big companies need to be taxed. And I said, yeah, how about this for a formula? The companies that want to do business in China, you tax the hell out of them. The companies that we want to bring back to America, who want to come back, we incentivize, make their taxes less, so we equal it out. But then we got talking about the sales tax and whether or not that's a good idea, national sales tax instead of the income tax, because more and more people are saying that this is, I mean, this has been going on all my life. I remember talking about this as a pop talk radio host in the 70s about the taxes and not paying your taxes and the fact that it's illegal to have the income tax, all of that stuff. It still is uncomfortable, it seems to me, in two ways, the way we have our tax system. The taxing of one's work keeps people from having the really good feeling about what they're doing in work. And the other thing, the real estate taxes.
That's a great point. I've never thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. When you're working hard and then you see your paycheck and you see how many taxes were taken out, it's a very deflating disincentive.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the other thing is the real estate tax, the tax base using real estate taxes to pay for education.
I hate that. It should not be linked.
It causes
way more problems than it solves.
I'm the third largest taxpayer in my community, real estate taxpayer, and I get nothing. The rubbish is picked up once a week, the streets are plowed, and if I need the police, they show up. So for that, I pay tens of thousands of dollars. But my money, most of my money, is going to the school system. A good 60% of every dollar is going to educate kids. Not that I don't think kids should be educated, but I paid already. My kids went actually to private school. I paid for that, and I paid for the education that they might have had if they were going to public school. So I just it's messy. It's really messy. The top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine, the charts encompassing the week of March 29th to the 2nd of April at number 10. The whole situation with hot properties in politics, Andrew Cuomo, so that's 10. Number 9, climate change. Well, there's a lot of discussion about media bias, too. That's kind of all gotten into the same hole at number 9. Our relationships with China at number 8. The situation in America with mental health due to the lack of people going to school or to work. Voter rights legislation, number 6. All the shootings this past week or two are just basic gun control conversation. What's going on with immigration at number 4? The stimulus initiative and how it affects the economy is number 3. The Derek Chauvin trial is number 2. And the whole business about what's going on with the vaccines and the variants. COVID is number 1 this week on the list from Talkers Magazine. All right, so let's see. What do we have? Derek Chauvin left to talk about. There's lots to say about him. And some of the other things that have gone on with regard to our eyes being opened. This trial is now underway fully, and it is a big item of discussion to which we will pay our attention in a matter of moments here. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to their towels. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without that lotiony feel. When you order the 6-piece set, you'll get 2 hand and 2 bath towels, as well as 2 washcloths, plus free shipping. Each 6-piece set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, is machine washable and durable, and comes with a 10-year warranty. If for any reason you're unsatisfied, MyPillow will offer you a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com right now to learn more. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. Just use promo code DJV, that's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for 2 6-piece towel sets for one low price and free shipping. On checkout, DJV at MyPillow.com. The people list from Talkers at Talkers.com. It's also on the DJV websites and our social pages. Number 10, a focus on Sarah Palin. She got it, if you know what I mean. Andrew Cuomo is at 9. Matt Gaetz is number 8. Chuck Schumer is 7. Nancy Pelosi is 6. The same old, Donald Trump made it back into the list this week. He's number 5. Kamala Harris, number 4. Poor Kamala. She's living out of a suitcase. You've heard that story, I'm sure, this week. And she's been sort of taken out of the firing range when it comes to how to fix the border. That didn't last very long. At number 3, Derek Chauvin. At number 2, Tony Fauci. And at number 1, Joe Biden. Fauci is coming under more scrutiny all the time for the seesaw stuff that people are getting from the CDC. One week they say one thing, and the next week they say something else. A lot of contradictions there, and that's why people are talking about these people in general and specifically. That's the list. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, let's get into the Derek Chauvin trial. Ladies, is this a trending? How much is this trending, Jay? When you look around at some of the things that are trending at various sites.
Oh, this is huge. I mean, this has been, since the trial started, bigger than a lot of other things going on. A lot of people have thoughts. I mean, this goes with a conversation that has been happening for years now.
Yeah, it has. That's very true. Yep. All right. So anyway, what the Chauvin thing, if you listen to some of the testimony from this week and the way they talk about the restraint of George Floyd, and it's kind of being rehashed, and that's what's bringing police reform back to the surface again, because we talked a lot about it and then it went away, and certainly Black Lives Matter, race relations are back on the front burner, but I don't think there's anything new. It's the same issue. Nothing's being dealt with. It's like gun control. You know, nobody talk a lot about it for a while, and then nobody does anything. Number 1 this week is COVID and the variants on that story. I thought it was interesting the acknowledgement several airlines had when they blocked middle seats so travelers could have some extra space, worried if you were going to travel that you'd be exposed to stuff. So every carrier but American, as you might imagine, had the middle seat free, and now that's all gone away. Delta's the last one to bring back middle seats, and that'll be in May. So, but hats off kind of to them because they stuck with it for a long period of time. As far as other things are concerned, everybody's, is this a matter of conversation when you meet somebody? Hey, have you had your shots?
It is. It is.
It
now.
Is. Right.
It's like the
yeah.
first thing people say. It's
right.
not what do you do yeah. for a living. It's did yeah. you get a no. shot?
Had your shot yet? 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half a man, half a motorcycle.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
As the COVID-19 vaccines become available, you may be asking yourself, should I get it? Will it help me get back to doing the things I love, like meeting friends or traveling? And can I do it without putting my family at risk? You've got questions. That's normal. So visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for the latest information on the COVID-19 vaccine. Getting back to the moments we miss starts with getting informed. It's up to you. A message brought to you by the Ad Council and the CDC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for our weekly ritual here. An overview with Victoria Keevan at the helm. I'm Doug Steffen to introduce the big stories, if you will, the things that come to our attention every week when it comes to technology. Number five is another apple. Take a bite out of the apple, Victoria, will you please? It's probably the first time that's ever been said.
Yeah, because even the Apple logo has a bite out of it. So I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but yeah.
Yes, I have. So, yes, thank you very much.
Apple says that they are removing the female voice as the default for its Siri assistant. The change is effective as soon as you upload or download the new update. The sixth iOS 14.5. Yep. iOS 14.5, it's in beta. So as soon as it reaches general, this will apply to everyone. But right now, if you're a little ahead of the updates, you will have this. It's essentially iPhone and iPad users will now be prompted to choose their preferred Siri voice during the device setup. So previously, Siri just defaulted to a female voice, and you could change it after the fact if you wanted to, but Apple is introducing two completely new voices for Siri that use Source Talent recordings that are then run through Apple's neural text-to-speech engine, making the voices flow more organically, so you're not going to hear that as much of a robotic kind of sound. You're going to hear them flowing through phrases that are actually being generated on the fly, which is pretty cool tech. As of right now, Siri takes over 25 billion requests a month, over 500 million devices. So this is something that I guess a lot of people have told Apple they would like more choices for their... I have a British guy. I call him Jeeves. He's the guy that is the voice of my Siri, and it sounds very James Bond, so I would highly recommend him.
There you go. Maybe Nigel can step in. Number four on our list this week, going to the number one thing. Don't park your car if you have a Hyundai Kona EV inside the garage. What's the story with that warning?
This is a pretty crazy story this week. So the U.S. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a recall for 2019 and 2020 Hyundai Konas, as well as the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq electric vehicles. Because of the batteries, they catch fire, and essentially the actual warning, and this is what made me laugh this week, the actual warning was, don't park your car in the garage and make sure you park it far away from people and other structures. Because that's the level of, apparently, that's the level of danger that these batteries present. And so now they're going to be recalling 82,000 vehicles. It's going to cost the company $900 million. But the problem really is just the battery. And we know, remember the Samsung Galaxy phones that were exploding on airplanes?
Yep.
Same battery, same tech. It's those lithium ion batteries. They need to be handled pretty cautiously.
Gingerly.
And so, yep.
Apple Maps showing some new guidance, number three this week.
Yep, this is actually super helpful. As people start to travel again maybe this summer, Apple Maps is now displaying travel guidance information provided by the Airports Council International, so you know exactly what to expect when you take off and land at whatever airports you're going to be going in and out of. So travel guidances will include if masks are required, health screenings, quarantine guidelines. All of that will be displayed on the airport's place card in Apple Maps, which links to official guidance websites as well. This information will be viewable on iPhones, iPads, and Macs, and they're working on an Android, component as well. But it's pretty helpful to know exactly what you're getting into because every airport seems to be different.
Number two, April Fools.
So Verizon, oddly enough, announced a deal that a lot of people thought was maybe too good to be true, and it started on April Fool's Day, which made people even more skeptical. But Verizon's doubling down, saying this is not a joke. This is their new deal. So if you are a customer, whether you're new or existing to Verizon, If you have an old, cracked, or water-damaged phone, essentially a phone that does not work at all, you can actually trade it in and get up to $1,000 off a brand-new 5G phone, like an iPhone 12 or the Samsung Galaxy S21. And so, essentially, you'll get an even better deal if you're not a Verizon customer, because they want to rope in more new people. But even if you are a current customer, you can still get some good deals on it.
All right, number one is the change in name. Volkswagen is no longer Volkswagen.
This is the story that should have been the April Fool's story of the week, but it turns out it wasn't. So on Monday, Volkswagen of America had essentially there was a press release that leaked announcing the change of name from Volkswagen with a K to Volkswagen with a T. And that was an effort to draw attention to their electric vehicle, which is currently now selling in the United States. It was a marketing stunt done ahead of April Fool's. It leaked early, and it was a disaster. And now it's more bad publicity for Volkswagen.
All right. There they are. Top five tech stories of the week, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen, here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company, to avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Manatee County, Florida officials said earlier Sunday the latest model showed a breach at an old phosphate plant reservoir had the potential to gush out some 340 million gallons of water in a matter of minutes. Governor Ron DeSantis said crews were working to prevent the collapse of the large wastewater pond in the Tampa Bay area.
What we're looking at now is trying to prevent and respond to, if need be, a real catastrophic flood situation.
Authorities closed off portions of Highway 41 and ordered evacuations of over 300 homes. Japan's prime minister says his country will cooperate with the United States to calm tensions between China and Taiwan. Suga Yoshihide said Tokyo and Washington will use deterrence to help bring peace to the region. When Suga meets with President Biden, it will be the president's first in-person summit since taking office in January. New Mexico is suing the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission over concerns the federal agency hasn't done enough to vet plans for a multi-billion-dollar facility to store spent nuclear fuel in the state.
In a filing, New Mexico says the project would endanger residents, the environment, and the economy. New Jersey-based Holtec International wants to build a complex where tons of spent fuel from commercial nuclear power plants around the nation could be stored until the federal government finds a permanent solution. New Mexico officials worry the state will become a permanent dumping ground for the radioactive material. The commission says it's followed procedure and an environmental review was done.
Correspondent Jeremy House. The Philippine government extended a lockdown by another week Monday after an alarming spike in coronavirus infections that continued to surge and started to overwhelm many hospitals in the capital and the outlying regions. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tommy, why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A vital cog of the U.S. economy is in short supply.
That would be the computer chips that power our phones and wireless networks, cars and other vehicles, and a vast number of other items we take for granted. The shortage has already created delays for people who want to buy laptops, the iPhone 12, and the latest video game consoles. Things are still getting worse, particularly in the auto industry, which has been closing down factories and stockpiling nearly completed vehicles in lots while they await the chips that they need to roll them into showrooms. John Scott reporting.
Speaking of vehicles, Tesla delivered nearly 185,000 electric vehicles in the first quarter, despite a shortage of the computer chips that hits the market. That number more than doubled deliveries for the same period last year and beat Wall Street estimates of 168,000 for January through the month of March. Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Cher is wishing she could turn back time on a social media post.
Cher tweeted that while she watched the Derek Chauvin murder trial on TV, she kept wondering if she could have helped George Floyd if she had been at the scene before his death. One critic tweeted that George Floyd's murder isn't about you. Another commentator argued that Cher's tweet was underplaying the efforts of witnesses who actually were at the scene in Minneapolis last May and were trying to help Floyd. Patrick Foss reporting.
The starry cast of Aaron Sorkin's 1960s courtroom drama, The Trial of the Chicago Seven, took the top prize Sunday at a virtual pre-taped Screen Actors Guild Awards that saw Netflix snag Hollywood actors' highest honor for the first time. The SAG Awards are a closely watched Oscar harbinger. Actors make up the largest branch of the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuentes Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
And any disease. Use as directed.
Guys, we need to clear a path here.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can stall your business.
John.
Like at Chris's logistics company. To avoid things grinding to a halt, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and this time we open in Duffy's Tavern, and later it's the Jack Benny program. Well, Ed Gardner created Duffy's Tavern, and originally he had planned to cast an actor in the role of Archie the manager, but he was unable to find someone to do the New York accent the way he wanted it to sound, so he cast himself. His wife Shirley Booth was the first Miss Duffy, a character that she continued to play even after the couple divorced. Many other actresses would handle the role in later episodes, among them Sandra Gould and Florence Hallam. But in the example we have right now, I believe she's voiced by Margie List. And also listed for Charlie Cantor as Finnegan. Eddie Green is Eddie the Waiter. Alan Reed is Clancy the Cop. And a couple of famous guest stars. You'll get their names in just a moment. I'll just let you know it's from November 5th of 1947.
It's Wednesday night, so we take you now to Duffy's Tavern with our guests tonight, George Jessel and Rudy Valley, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern is brought to you by Bristol Myers, makers of Ipana toothpaste and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Two products it will pay you to remember. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Truche for softer, lovelier hands. Ipana, Truche.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Where do you leave me, Deed? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Yep, tonight's the big testimonial dinner. And guess who's coming down? Georgie Jessel. Yep, the famous spokesmaster and racketeur. Well, there'll be other people besides Jessel. There'll be Crackpot O'Toole, the forger, Nitro McNulty, Machine Gun Van Smythe, Second Story Jackson, Rudy Valley. Rudy Valley, Duffy. Remember? Vaguely, huh? Oh, sure. He was a big radio star in the old silent days. Yeah, before they talked on the radio. Duffy. Oh, sure. You remember. Remember the time you bought that crystal set and you thought there was something wrong with it? Yeah, that's the guy. Well, Valley and Jessel is coming down to MC, the biggest testimonial dinner that Third Avenue has ever had. Who's it for? Me. Yeah, it's a surprise. Where's the surprise? I'm surprised I never thought of it before. I'll call you back. Hey, Eddie. Eddie, did you chill the champagne yet?
Chill it? I ain't even finished making it yet.
You should have started making it yesterday, like I told you. Champagne should always be aged before it is served. Did you put out the finger bowls?
Yes.
With lemon?
Yes.
And individual straws?
I knew I forgot something.
Well, be more careful in the future.
Say, Archie.
Just a minute, Miss Duffy. Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie, see that the guests intermingle with each other. You know, start them circulating.
Certainly. Most of them is revolving already.
Now, what did you want, Miss Duffy?
I was just reading the guest list. I see Rudy Valley's coming.
That's right. The pride of Yale University.
Good old Eli.
Yeah.
Archie, do you think I'm too young for Rudy?
Miss Duffy, I don't think you're too young for old Eli. And furthermore, I don't want you to... Wait a minute. Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, I am desisted by the way you've set this table. Look. Look at them napkins.
What's the matter with them?
How many times do I have to tell you that napkins should always be folded with the clean side out?
How many times can we fold them with the clean side out? How come you so particular about this dinner, anyhow?
Why? Because my whole future depends on this dinner, Eddie. You remember that beautiful French girl that I fell madly in love with last week? What was her name again? Renee?
Yeah.
Well, I just can't come out and tell her myself that I got looks and charm and brains, so I thought at this dinner I'd get guys like Valley and Jessel to praise me.
What are you going to do?
I thought I'd just sit there and blush.
You worried about the competition with Mr. Jessel and Mr. Valley?
Worry. Couple of schmoes like them. Eddie, it'll be like Rennie and me being left alone in a desert island.
Go ahead.
Well, I leave it to you. If Rennie and me was left alone on a desert island and she had to make a choice, what do you think that choice would be?
Mrs. Webb? Hillary, how come you got Mr. Jeffrey and Mr. Valley both coming down here tonight?
Well, I thought I'd have two MCs for this testimonial dinner. You know, the old adagio, Eddie. Two heads is better than one.
All right.
Oh, hello, Finnegan. Are you enjoying it? Hey, what's that adhesive tape doing on the top of your head?
Did he? Oh, I got a boil.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Maybe now your head will come to a head.
I don't see the point.
Just roll your eyes upwards.
Hey, you're right, Art. Hey, boy, this is some party. I'm appetizing as well.
Well, thank you.
There's only one thing. What are them little things on the end of the toothpicks?
Olives.
Well, they sure get in your way when you want to pick your teeth.
Do you suffer from dry scalp?
A little.
Then go soak your head. Stop bothering me, will you, please?
Well, well, hello, Archie.
Well, Georgie Jessel, glad to see you. Well, George, how does the tavern look to you after all of these years?
What are you doing, fishing for insults?
Very clever crack, considering it comes from a movie producer. By the way, how's things in Hollywood?
Pretty good.
You like it out there?
Oh, gosh, I like it a lot. I think it agrees with me.
Naturally. In Hollywood, everything agrees with the producer. Tell me, how's it going with Zanuck?
Oh, just fine. He's a wonderful man, Mr. Zanuck. Whatever success I've attained in Hollywood, I owe to him.
Yeah, huh?
I can thank him for everything that I have.
Yeah, huh? Hey, that's a nice pair of cufflinks you're wearing.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave them to me.
And them pearl studs.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Zanuck gave me those, too.
Mm-hmm. I think we ought to drink a toast to Mr. Zanuck, George.
I can't drink, Archie. Ulcers.
Zanuck, huh? Well, we have the same problem around here, except we call it Duffy.
Well, tell me, Arch, what's cooking here tonight?
And whatever it is, don't eat it.
Georgie, I'm giving a big testimonial dinner tonight, and that's why I asked you down. I figured after we eat, we could use a few antidotes.
On this, I would bet. Tell me, what particular subject would you like to have me talk about?
Me.
This should happen to Eddie Kemp. Am I the only speaker here tonight, Archie?
No, I also invited Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley, Rudy Valley.
You remember the guy with the megaphone?
Oh, yes, the prehistoric Perry Como. Oh,
that's the guy.
No, I was only kidding, Archie. I've known Rudy ever since he was just a kid. Just getting started in show business. I was back in the days of the Roaring Forties.
The Roaring what?
The Roaring Twenties.
Oh. One change? Was Rudy singing in them days?
What do you think they were roaring about? Archie, I remember... Wait a minute. Well, 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 look who's here. Clifton Finnegan. Glad to see you again, Finnegan.
There seems to be some mistake.
George, better apologize. This dame thinks she's a Goldwyn girl.
She looks more like Goldwyn.
Archie, I think I've been insulted.
At your age, it's flattery. However, I shall come to your defense, Colonel Jessel, sir.
Yes, sir?
Sir, we all here in the tavern admit that Miss Duffy is powerful hideous. But we don't like strangers pointing it out.
Thank you, Archie.
Your servant, ma'am. Now, what was we talking about, George?
We were talking about Rudy Valley.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's change the subject. You made any new pictures lately?
Yes, I've just finished making a picture that I'm very proud of and one that I'm sure will be a tremendous hit.
Yeah, huh? What's the name of it, George?
It's called Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley, huh?
Say, Archie.
They've already stolen the plot.
Yeah, who is this guy?
Finnegan, this is Georgie Jessel, the famous Toastmaster.
AC or DC?
Mr. Jessel is a well-known after-dinner speaker, a guy with a very quick wit and a nimble mind.
Oh.
You know, no matter what you say to me, ab libs a funny answer.
Oh, is that so? Mr. Gesso.
Yes?
What do you think of the weather?
Well, it's very nice.
Do you think it'll rain tomorrow?
Might.
What else is new?
Nothing much.
You're right, Art. This guy's terrific. Boy, and he ain't even had dinner yet.
Now, these are children. Look, where's Rudy Valley? We got to get this dinner started.
And that's Act One of Duffy's Tavern. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Running a small business isn't easy, and oftentimes you need help. And that's what Calgary tech company Virtual Gurus is set up to do, pairing businesses in need with office assistants online. They're North America's largest virtual assistant platform. Bobby Russett from Virtual Gurus explains.
We're basically North America's largest virtual assistant platform. So people, businesses, and users can come to us to request a virtual assistant who will work remote and support their business. Those are all contractors that work across Canada and the U.S. And then we have the employment side, which is our operations. We have a tech team, sales team, customer service team. We have all of that in our office downtown Calgary.
And Virtual Gurus is just one of many Calgary tech companies looking to hire. If you're looking for a career in the tech sector, check out livetechlovelife.com. That's livetechlovelife.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and LLS, consumer access.org, number 3030.
Now this is something to get excited about. 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Get ready to feel fresh, new, and yeah, like you again. Give your routine a glow up with daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like Too Faced and First Aid Beauty. And explore the newest arrivals from brands like Tarte and Benefit. Discover endless ways to feel like your best self. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Hurry! This event ends April 3rd. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Welcome back to Ed Gardner, starring in Duffy's Tavern on When Radio Was.
Boy, will that Rene be impressed tonight. First, Gesso flatters me, then Valley flatters me.
That'll make a go for you, huh?
Eddie, I never seen a dame yet that didn't fall for flattery.
Well, these are nice things they're going to say about you.
Yeah?
Who's writing the material? You?
Don't be silly. Rudy always says nice things about me.
No. Sort of a nasal appraisal, huh?
Well, you must be alliterative.
Bonjour, Archie.
Well, Rene, bonjour. Como some samovar. terrific dress you're wearing. That's what they call an off the shoulder, ain't it?
Yes.
Beautiful material. Let me feel it. Silk, ain't it?
Archie, that is not the material.
Oh, sorry. look, Rene.
Archie.
Rene. The
The gentleman who was just clearing his throat is Mr. Jessel. The gentleman who should be clearing his mind. Rennie, here would be a great bet for pictures, wouldn't she, George? Take a look at her.
No, it's been done before. You know, young lady, I have an idea that would make a great combination.
What?
What's the French word for us?
Us? The word is nous.
Nous? I've been speaking French for years and I didn't know it.
Look, Rennie, not that I don't trust this elderly gentleman, but... I think you would find it safer to mingle with some of the other guests. I'll be with you in a nonce.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
Well, Rudy, let me take your coat. Hey, how come you ain't wearing a raccoon?
Molting season.
By the way, you know Georgie Jessel.
Oh, sure. Hello, George. Seen Dolores lately? Yes, I was out with her last night. By the way, how's Carlotta?
Pretty good.
Been seeing Lorraine? Whatever happened to Valerie?
I was off with her Thursday. How's Marie?
Pretty good. How's Phyllis?
Fine. I saw Cynthia last night.
Is that so? How is Cynthia?
Pretty good. Seen anything of Evelyn?
If one of these guys mentions Rennie, I'm going to punch him right in the mouth.
Just a second, Archie. Tell me, who's Rennie?
Rudy, stop watering at the mouth. Rennie happens to be the girlfriend that you're supposed to praise me in front of at the testimonial dinner tonight.
Praise you? Archie, do you think I would perjure myself for the sake of a measly dinner?
Measly dinner? Rudy, if you was to pay for it, this dinner would cost you 75 cents.
Archie, what do you want me to say about you?
Well, Rudy, we've known each other a long time, and, why don't you say the first thing that comes to your mind? You know, something that's close to your heart.
Believe me, this means a two-hour talk entitled Life Can Be Beautiful Without Spending Money. George, after all, a fellow likes to put a little something away for a rainy day. Rainy day, $8 million. What are you expecting, a monsoon?
Fellas, please, stop insulting each other. You two guys could be here all night. We got to get this testimonial dinner started.
Well, well, look who's here. Miss Duffy, and prettier than ever, may I add?
There seems to be some mistake.
Rudy, I hate to do this before dinner, but meet Clifton Finnegan, an alleged person.
A trailer for Nightmare Alley, no doubt.
Hey, Archie, is that an insult?
No, Mr. Valley is merely speculating on what you do for a living.
Oh, I pick up a few nickels and dimes here and there.
How?
I put chewing gum on my shoes.
Chewing gum, eh?
Sure.
I wonder. You put it on your shoes and, no, sounds too messy. I think I'd do better with a pick a note.
The pick a what?
The pick a note, Archie. It's my new musical instrument that I'm promoting. Is that so? Well, tell me, Rudy, what is it like?
Very simple, George. Instead of playing notes, you just take this instruction sheet and follow the numbers.
Jessel needs an instruction sheet to know how to follow numbers. Sorry, Judge. Well, what does this pick a note sound like, Rudy? Go ahead. Don't be modest. Show us.
One, two, three, four, two, three, four, three.
What lyrics?
Better even, he should have stuck to the saxophone.
You finished,
really
like...
Rudy?
Did you like it, Audrey?
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You know, if Beethoven was alive today, he'd turn over in his grave.
Well, thank you. Well, how about it, ladies and gentlemen? Who would like to buy the educational, entertaining, fascinating pick a note with the simple numeral note system? Pick up, please, $1.85.
Personally, I would prefer the RCA, Victor, console, radio, and phonograph with the golden throat tone system. Now, look, Rudy, leave us forget the picking out. Remember, you're supposed to be down here helping me to make an impression on my girl.
Come on, Art, why don't you start eating? The fruit is delicious.
The fruit? Finnegan, that's the wax centerpiece you're eating.
No wonder the bananas taste so much like the peaches.
Oh, soup, son? Well, come on, fellas, the dinner's starting. Now, don't forget, you two guys, give me a big build-up. Oh, Miss Duffy.
Yes?
It's time to eat. Finnegan, take Miss Duffy's arm.
But, Arch, I ain't that hungry.
All this guy thinks of is chewing the fat. Come on, everybody, we got to get this dinner started. Now, get a load of what these guys got to say about me, Rennie. Well, everybody, leave us not the festivities. For he's a jolly good fella, for he's a jolly good fella. Come on, folks, join in. For he's a jolly good fella. Yeah. Eddie, you may begin reading the testimonial.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to begin this testimonial dinner to Mr. Archer by reading a message that was just received from the Department of Sanitation.
Sanitation Department? After all the trouble we've been having with them, too. What's the message, Eddie?
No message, just a white flag. They surrendered.
Eddie, please, the telegram.
Oh, yes. In honor of our host, telegrams have been pouring in from all over Third Avenue. And here it is. I quote, to Archie, 6 pounds, 7 ounces full of joy. If you aren't a girl, we hope you're a boy. Mine, Clifton Finnegan.
Finnegan, what's the idea?
Arch, number 12 was the only one I could afford.
Perhaps we should hear from Mr. Jessel.
I'm eating.
Oh. Well, then don't let me interrupt you.
Please do. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to the next speaker, Miss Duffy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think the best manager we've ever had in the tavern, of which Archie has been the only one, is, I'm very proud to say, Archie.
Archie, this is a compliment?
You don't get the subtlety.
Mr. Chairman.
The chair recognizes Mr. Finnegan.
Well, it should. I've been sitting in it for years.
This is one of my oldest friends, Rennie. Listen to what he has to say about it.
To Archie. Roses are red, violets are blue. I like Tootsie Rolls. So do you.
See what I mean, Rennie? It's wonderful to have friends to say things like that about you.
What have they said?
Ain't you been listening? These guys love me.
I would like to propose a toast to my old friend Archie.
Oh, Clancy, to come. Get a load of this, Rennie.
First, I should like to say something about Archie's honesty. Let me put it this way. I would like to talk about his unquestioned integrity. No, that's not it either. Folks, there are very few people with real sincerity.
Would you like to try a different category?
Eddie, please, stop interrupting the epitaphs.
And in conclusion, it is with great pleasure that I say Archie is the one man you can point to and truthfully say, there goes Archie.
Tributes like this bring tears to me, I see. Well, who's next, folks?
Are you going to speak yourself, Archie?
Oh, I might if I'm called on.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the high point of the evening. I bring you a man among men. A man who is known to you all.
Thank you. Friends,
Just a minute. A man of great talent, rare charm, and scintillating wit.
Thank you. As I.J. Fox once said...
Please. Well, so, folks, without further ado, I give you the man of the hour, Rudy Vallee.
Archie, I thought you were going to speak.
I can't now. I'm too choked up. Besides, I'm too modest.
Hi-ho, everybody. It is with great pleasure that I speak tonight about something which is dear to my heart. As we walk through life, we find that there are many qualities that make for success.
Get out, Reggie.
Let's analyze those qualities. What are they? Popularity.
Yes.
Universal appeal.
Yes.
The ability to make friends.
True.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I would like to introduce you...
Get this, Rennie.
I would like to introduce you to the pick-a-note. All the parts to hold your order. I thank you.
Archie, I thought they were going to talk about you.
I guess they're saving me for the after-dinner speeches.
Oh, Eddie, please pass the gravy.
I'm sorry, Officer Clancy, but Mr. Colucci just spilt it all over his vest.
Well, then pass Colucci.
Friends, I would like to introduce our next speaker. This man has always been known as a great wit. Tonight, he has a serious message.
Well, folks,
I give you America's famous master of ceremonies, Mr. George Jessel.
Well. Nunu, everybody, and thank you, Rudy. We are gathered here tonight with but one purpose in mind. I know how Archie, our guest of honor, feels about these things and how he would hate to have me elaborate on the subject at this time.
Not at all, George. Go ahead. Elaborate.
But it is a subject that is very close to my heart. I know that you will all forgive me for saying... that Nightmare Alley is the greatest picture that I've ever made.
Oh, they're kidding me. The big twist will come any minute, Renee.
And I have a big surprise. Everybody here tonight is invited to a special showing of Nightmare Alley around the corner at the Fox Theater.
George, you can't take these people out of here. I ain't made me speech yet. Where's Duffy? Rudy, you can't do this to me. Wait a minute, Renee.
Good night.
You mean you're going to leave me to go out with Valley and Jessel?
Sorry, Archie.
But you're too young for him, and you're too old for him. All right. Go ahead. Get out of here, all of you. Leave me alone, you sunny weather friends. Desert me in my hour of need. Archie, the sucker. The wise guy that fell for a rag and a bone and a hunk of hair. Now look at him. Alone. Sprained. Jilted.
I ain't jilted, George.
Oh. Finnegan, you didn't go with the rest of them, huh?
Of course not, Arch. You think I'd leave my old pal? Desert the kindest, nicest guy I ever knew?
Fine thing. Now somebody comes up with a compliment.
This is the time of year for colds. You might even say this is the cold season. So if you're suffering from one right now, listen. Get real quick relief from your cold discomfort with Minute Rub, a really modern chest rub. Rub Minute Rub on the throat, chest, and back. In a minute, Minute Rub's soothing menthol vapors begin to clear that stuffed up feeling in the nose and throat. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way. It's time now to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again at the same time next Wednesday when our guest will be Dinah Shore. George Jessel appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox, producers of Gentleman's Agreement. Rudy Vallee can now be seen in the RKO picture, The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer. Until next Wednesday, then, this is Jay Stewart reminding you that for the smile of beauty, remember Ipana toothpaste. And for softer, lovelier hands, remember Truché, the before hand lotion. Each Wednesday, Bristol Myers bring you Duffy's Tavern and Mr. District Attorney, which follows immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
From November 5th, 1947, special guest stars Rudy Vallee and George Jessel were both vaudevillian veterans. They did lots of musical variety work on radio and in motion pictures, and they each made it into the radies. They even showed up in a star-studded 1976 comedy film, Wanton, the Dog Who Saved Hollywood. It would end up being the last big screen appearance for both Vallee and Jessel. I'm Greg Bell, and although announcer Jay Stewart stated that Mr. District Attorney was coming up next, here on Wynn Radio Was, we stay with the comedies. It's the Jack Benny program, right after this break.
MusicRewind.com introduces Country Legends, The Guys, a unique compilation of some of the greatest country singers ever performing their best-known songs. Order Country Legends, The Guys at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code LEGENDS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing 3-CD set. Remember promo code LEGENDS33 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Neuralink is a company founded by billionaire Elon Musk with the goal of connecting computers to the human brain. Dr. Carol Lieberman is an author, psychiatrist, and has appeared on Oprah, The Today Show, and more. And we asked her why Elon Musk created Neuralink.
We know that he's a very creative and intelligent man, a genius, Tesla. But this idea, I think, has gone a little too far. And it comes out of his desire, or his fear, really, his paranoia, in my opinion, about AI, artificial intelligence, taking over the world within 5 years. And so this came out of his idea that unless we develop some way to combine ourselves with machines, with artificial intelligence, that we are going to be overrun by them.
More on Neuralink tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was and Another Comedy. Before the break, you heard from Duffy's Tavern, and now it's Jack Benny. This fun one is from the evening of April 25th, 1948.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, Jack Benny has just returned from his stay in Palm Springs. So let's go out to Jack's house in Beverly Hills. It's morning, and we find Rochester in the kitchen.
I'm overlooking a sink full of dishes that I overlooked all week. There's spoons and there's saucers and dirt on the floor.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Rochester.
Oh, good morning, boys. Did you have a nice night?
Oh, pretty good, Rochester, but you know I had a difficult time falling asleep. I counted 3,000 sheep.
3,020 to be exact.
Was it that many?
Yeah, and boss, tonight when you go to bed, why don't you take a little pill?
No, Rochester, I prefer to count sheep.
I know, but I feel so silly putting on that white coat and jumping back and forth over your bedpost.
Rochester, if I can toss and turn, you can jump a little. Doesn't hurt. Now, pour me some coffee.
Okay. Just a minute, boss.
Why'd you pull down the shade?
In case Mr. Coleman looks out of his window, I don't want him to see you.
Oh, yes, yes. He's still mad about my losing his Oscar, isn't he?
Mad? Yesterday he came over and got one of our lawnmowers.
Well, that's all right.
I know, but he mowed half his lawn before he put the flag down on the meter.
Gee, Rochester, if Mr. Coleman finds out I'm back from Palm Springs, no telling what he'll do. But I have to go to the studio. How am I going to get out of the house without him seeing me?
Well, let me see. I know.
What?
Get down on all fours, I'll throw the bearskin rug over you and lead you out of the house on a leash.
No, no, that wouldn't work. Now, suppose he comes over to pet me.
I'll leave the muzzle off so you can bite him.
No, I'd probably break my tooth on his garter, silly. But I got to get out of the house without Mr. Coleman seeing me.
Say, boss, I know what you can do.
What?
You've still got your old Charlie's Aunt costume. Why don't you put that on?
Say, that's a wonderful idea. If I'm dressed like a woman, he won't recognize me. That's a... You take it, Rochester. I'll go in and put on my Charlie's Aunt costume.
Yes, sir. Mr. Benny's resident, star of stage, screen, radio, and will accept the nomination for any party that'll let him rent out rooms in the White House.
Hello, Rochester. This is Miss Livingston.
Oh, hello, Miss Livingston. How did you enjoy your 2-week stay in Palm Springs?
Oh, wonderful, Rochester. I was on the golf course with Mr. Benny every day.
I know, and Mr. Benny said you owed him $4.35.
That's right.
I didn't know he could beat you.
He didn't beat me. He caddied for me. By the way, Rochester, how does Mr. Benny feel now?
Much better, but when he got home from Palm Springs, he was green. What made him so sick?
Well, he stopped at an orange juice stand that said all you can drink for 10 cents, and we had to roll him back in the car.
Oh, so that's what it was. He woke me up when he came sloshing into the house.
Well, Rochester, please tell Mr. Benny that I'll pick him up in a few minutes on my way down to the studio.
That'll be fine, Miss Livingston, but would you mind waiting for him down on the corner?
On the corner? Why?
Well, Mr. Benny will explain it to you when he sees you.
All right, Rochester. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Are you decent, boss?
Rochester, how do I look in my Charlie's Aunt costume?
Well, let me see. You've got the wig on straight, and your curls tumble down over your forehead in a tantalizing manner.
Thank you. Thank you,
Rochester. Your mascara is just heavy enough to accentuate the blue in your eyes.
Good, good.
Your lips have the red glow of a summer sun as it slowly sinks into the peaceful Pacific.
Well.
And your... Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
You better pull up your shoulder straps. Your hair on your chest is showing.
Oh, nobody'll notice that when I wear my shawl. Oh, my goodness, look what time it is. I better get started for the studio.
I told Miss Livingston to pick you up on the corner.
Well, that's a good idea. Gee, I hope nobody recognizes me. Rochester, does this dress really make me look like a woman?
Boss, if this was Mother's Day, you'd be lousy with flowers.
Good, good. So long, Rochester.
Goodbye.
It's the Jack Benny Program. We've got more coming up right after we take a short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
A pretty girl is like a melody. Da 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 da.
See, if I pass Georgie Jessel, I'm dead.
But it'll be interesting.
Well, as soon as I get in Mary's car, I'll take off this dress and... Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness. Here comes Ronald Coleman walking this way. I just put down my head and crossed the street. Gee, that was close.
You better be careful, lady.
Huh?
May I help you across the street?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. But I can manage by myself.
Well, let me take your arm.
Well, all right.
Am I walking too fast for you, Mother?
No. Well, here we are across the street.
Yes, now watch the curb. Upsy-daisy.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Coleman.
Oh, you recognize me?
Yes. Now I have to run away.
Would you like my autograph?
Oh, not now. I'm in a hurry.
Only take a minute.
I'm sorry, but I don't have a pencil or a paper. I really haven't.
Oh, I don't need pencil and paper. I have them written out on little cards. You know, the demand has been quite heavy lately.
Oh, then I'll take one.
No, take two. Give one to your husband.
Thank you. He's dead. He'll be thrilled.
By the way, madam, am I the first movie star you ever met?
Well, no. I once met Charles Farrell, star of Seventh Heaven.
Charlie Farrell. No. Must have been before my time.
Yeah.
Again, Mr. Coleman, you're my favorite Oscar. I mean, actor. You're my favorite actor.
What was that?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks so much.
Goodbye. Gosh, that was a narrow escape. I don't know how much longer I could have held out. There's a fly under my wig. I'll get him. I'll comb them out later. Now, let me see. Rochester said that Mary would pick me... Oh, here's Mary's car over there.
I beg your pardon, madam, but I'm...
Mary, it's me. It's me.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jack. What are you doing in that outfit?
I had to put it on so I could sneak out of the house without Ronald Coleman recognizing me. It's a good thing I did, too, because I bumped into him.
Well, I just saw Ronnie, too.
Oh, my goodness. If he saw you, he'll be sure to know that I'm around.
Oh, he didn't see me, Jack. He just walked by the car and threw his autograph in the back seat.
The back seat? Oh, yeah, here it is. Well, what do you know? This one has glue on it so you can stick it on your windshield. Come on, Mary, let's go.
Jack, you're not going to the studio dressed as Charlie's aunt, are you?
No, no, Mary, I have my suit on underneath. I'll slip the dress off while you're driving.
No, no, Jack, don't take it off. I want to remember you just the way you are.
What?
The way your curls tumble down over your forehead in a tantalizing manner.
Say, Rochester said the same thing.
And your mascara is just heavy enough to accentuate the blue of your eyes.
That's funny. He said that, too.
And your lips have the red glow of a summer sun slowly sinking into the La Brea tar pit.
Mary.
I bet he didn't think of that one.
No, no. Now, come on, let's hurry to the studio. I can't get this... I gotta get this dress off before we get there.
I'm going into my dressing room. Call me when you start the rehearsal, will you?
Okay, I'll see you later. Da-da-da-dum, da-dee-da-dee-da-dum, dum-dee-dum. Oh, there's Mel Blanc. Hello, Mel.
Hello, Jack. Are you going to use me on your show today?
No, no, Mel. I spent too much money in Palm Springs. Maybe next week, huh? So long, Mel.
So long.
That's all, folks.
He's a clever guy. It's a shame he won't work cheaper. Oh, well, da-dee-da-dum, da.
Hiya, Jackson. Long time no see.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Hi. Hey, Phil. Hey, Jackson.
What?
Let me look at you. You know, your stay in Palm Springs did you a lot of good. You're 2 inches taller.
What?
You're
taller. Oh, darn it, I forgot to take off these high-heeled shoes. But, Phil, no kidding. I sure missed you on our last two shows.
I know.
What?
You need me, Jackson. You need me.
What do you mean? I got big laughs, didn't I?
Yeah, you got laughs, but there was something missing. You know, your program without me is like a Persian rug. It looks good, but it just lays there.
Phil.
Look, Jackson, you tried it without me for 2 weeks. Now, have you learned your lesson?
What?
If you can't take the talent with you, stay where the talent is.
Phil, shrinking violet. Look, how can you possibly be so egotistical?
I ain't egotistical, Jackson. I just say if you got an effervescent personality, let it fizz, let it fizz.
Well, if that doesn't stop the air conditioning, nothing will. Now, Phil, this week we got a very important show, so let's get started with the rehearsal.
Okay, I'll be waiting a minute, Jackson. I want to go in and run over Dennis's song with him.
Okay, I'll come along with you.
Come on.
The first half of a Jack Benny program episode from April 25th, 1948. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. As you heard, Jack managed to disguise himself in his costume from the big screen comedy Charlie's Aunt, based on a popular Broadway stage play. It was made into a motion picture in 1941, and joining Benny in that film cast, Kay Francis, Edmund Gwynn, and a lovely teenager by the name of Ann Baxter. The future Oscar winner, by the way, was the granddaughter of a very famous architect. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds.
Hear out-of-this-world episodes from series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+ in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection of great radio science fiction. Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $19.99, that's half price and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
Countdown for blast off.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com. Or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shop. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ergo-lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about Ann Baxter. She was just 17 when she appeared alongside Jack Benny in the 1941 big screen comedy, Charlie's Aunt. My question, though, was about her family, specifically her equally famous grandfather, famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright. I'm Greg Bell, and we are done. But remember to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.